We're back on with the Footy Companion with the new setup. Sorry about the technical difficulties with the new setup. It took Lukey just a minute to figure it out, but we're all sorted.
And we thought it was an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I thought it was an 8 o'clock kickoff. I just got in here. Jacko's back.
What's up, baby?
Yeah. And our man Roasty. Roasty joins us tonight. Thanks for coming in, brother.
Thank you very much. Take it one comment at a time, and there we go, eh?
Yeah, beautiful. Normally, the man behind, obviously, the NRL account, The Roast.
And we thought it was an 8 o'clock kickoff.
Cool. And that's now we've got... It's coming through on the phone.
It's a shit show. The first 7 minutes. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Jarvid Bowen away.
But at the moment, the fucking Cowboys looking silky, boys.
Drinky on the outside.
Oh. This has been a shambles for this the first time.
We've lost the feed.
We're gone.
We lost the feed.
Bring back the old setup, man.
I'm going to assume Tua Lungi scored, and I'm going to say great start by the Cowboys. Roasty? Fuck.
We're back at the start.
Let's go out of that again, Lukey. Go out and now go back into it.
What was Simi? I'll go
watch.
Who? From live. The new boy, Simi. Yeah. I didn't even check. It must have been was that a late inclusion?
He was eighth man, I think.
So we got a Simi.
Yeah, it's Tuolungi going over.
Yeah, there you go. We knew that the whole time. This is great from Drinkwater here. He just wraps around the outside.
They're playing real good right to left footy at the moment.
Allows them to
It's Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's where they're doing the best work.
Fuck, he's so strong, bro.
Was that under 8 minutes?
Yep. There it is. You called that.
Hey?
Who, Tuolungi?
No, you didn't, man. You picked the Cowboys. You didn't pick Tuolungi.
Yeah, Val's looking really nice coming from anything around Drinkwater at the moment is fucking jam. You called that. Look at that. Just powered over. He doesn't look like he's moving all that quick, motherfucking muzzer.
He does those Humble Islander smiles while he runs. Yeah, yeah, really frustrating. You still can't grab him.
Yeah.
Still can't tackle
him. Inu vibes.
Very christening Inu vibes. Beats you in third gear, that sort of guy.
But you got the laptop here as well, Roasty, so you'll be... we spoke just off air before. You watch every game, mate, and you're having to keep up with this and making sure, you know, you're one of the first that puts out content sometimes. How does that, mate? Like, what's it like sort of... Yeah, you know, sitting through every single game every week, and
so
you must really
well.
Love your footy.
Yeah, it does take its toll at the end of the week, but get a bit of a rest day on like a Monday or Tuesday and sort of refresh. And but there's always still stories going out like Monday, Tuesday. There's coaches getting back and doing their presses and stuff like that at training. So there's always stories. It's 24/7 with rugby league, so. But the good thing is, you know, I'm lucky enough that I have a job around content and I get to do this on the side as well.
So. You got a team around you or you just do it all by yourself?
No, just me.
Yep.
So
that's crazy, man.
The amount of content that you put out, bro.
I know what we put out and it's essentially a one-man show over here and like the sheer fucking workload of it and you're always first and you're always original. Like it blows my fucking mind how quick – oh, camera adjustment. How you need to come back towards you, bro. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I think like when, as a fan, like you just want a place to, you know, talk about the game. So if you've got a storyline at the end of the game and you get it out sort of before anyone, then that's where the fans will go to comment and tag their mates and stuff. So
I think you've got a good mixture of also being able to have a bit of a giggle. And it, like, you know, you never go too far with, you know, ripping into one of the players. A lot of the boys like your content and stuff like that as well. So it's finding that balance too within it, like, you know, having a roast and then ripping into the boys, but, you know, doing it in good taste.
Sometimes, like, there's been a few instances where, you know, players have taken it the wrong way or whatever. And it's like, you've just got to send a message and say, hey, that's not my intention.
Yeah.
You know, it's just trying to be funny and create that atmosphere that the players have. They have that piss take at the and all that and just bring it to the fans.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of it's said in the locker room anyway. It's just sometimes when it gets blasted out in front of everyone, that's when... But Jacko, we did Rookie in the Vet today. We're both on the Cowboys.
We're both on the Cowboys. Bit of jam in this one. We've got Reece Robson as our anytime try scorer.
Yep.
At $4.20 roasted, which I thought was massive overs. Massive overs.
$4.20
crew for anytime there. But... he's looking likely. A few little early duckouts, a few little early dummies, and they've just got the penalty there. So, fuck. Oh, by the way, Jarvid Bowen, you kind of forgot. Was he out all last year? most of 2020.
I can't remember watching him last year.
Bro, he's
I remember Jarvid Bowen was on the scene back in the day when I was still playing.
Yeah. 15. Bro, he's and such he saw, a powerful,
sort of went through a little stage.
Ball runner. I don't know whether it was injury or what. I'm sure someone will tell us, but he's been a nice inclusion for them, man. Hey, Sim. I'm sure Simi's going to chime in as well.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he can sort of resurrect his career in a way, come back.
Who's Simi or Bowen?
Both.
Yeah.
I love it when...
It's a free mic, bro.
Hey, what's up? What's up with it?
Oh, Flo Brooks and
this! What's up?
Try time.
Point to the spot, Ashley. Oh.
How much, Jacko? How much are we playing?
Just 420, bro.
That's jam.
We've almost covered the week. Everything after here is just
you
fucking
just
bonus.
One more of them at home.
No, one more of them went home. Reese Robson, I tried telling you guys, man. Now, did I know it was going to come off?
Another effort play from there, from Drinkwater. I've mentioned his name a few times. I'm really impressed with them two in particular.
Yeah.
Huge. I think they've been crucial.
That's killer, man.
Val's adding a bit of silk at the back. Yeah. Nice little ball to the...
What an offload.
Who's the back row? A couple of back rowers there. They're unheralded back rowers.
That's what we kind of... Roasty and I were talking when we just went to the pub before, like about the Cowboys, like... They had that. What was it? Basically, the first month, where they were
0-4.
They were pretty awful. But like, you had a look at their now. When you look at their side, obviously the big Tal Malolo, Drinkwater, they got the big names. But their role players are nice players, man. They just weren't getting their shine early on because they were losing. You know.
Oh, that was forward.
That was forward.
We'll take that.
We'll take that 420.
Gotta go get that cheese.
Are you in tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I'm coming for a bit.
Yeah, we got the relationship to do.
Later, Brad. Hey, boys. Love you guys, man.
You're cruising home, mate?
Yeah, I'll get your shit. I just want to quickly say shout out to all the people who came to fucking Magic Round and supported the boys. Really grateful for that. Shout out to my ex. You made the biggest mistake of your life. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, I need that tea as well.
Thanks, sorry, brother. See you later.
He's good, eh?
He's good.
You're a good liar, too, picking that up.
Yeah,
But you know what the and this is at the end of the year with the Warriors. You know what Toddy Payton's got a good knack of is getting the boys to play for each other. Yeah. When you go through every week, you sort of go through the Cowboys, and they're a hard team to pick to win as well because you're like the apart like you said Tom Alio and Val are big time names. The rest of the guys are just pretty solid first graders at this point.
Yeah, but even you know guys what? Like Jordan McLean that came as big names. Yeah,
they're all working for each other. Yeah,
Toiler.
Yeah,
you know,
but they work really hard for each other, like the Warriors were doing at the back end of last year. I always thought a part of, when we talked about it at the start of the year, me and Kemby talked about the season for the Cowboys. I was excited to see what Toddy Payton could do with this team, and he's already starting to make some moves.
Well, Roasty, sorry,
IG Vid. So here we are, Roasty's in the house, Jacko's here, Lukey's behind the camera, Simi just left. The Cowboys are up 12-0, Footy Companion, tune in, YouTube, swipe up.
Done. Roasty and I were saying before, they should have beaten the Warriors a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
They've had a couple of good wins off that, and they're sort of like, once a team goes 0-4, you kind of put a line through them a lot of the time. We read a lot into that first
month
of football.
That's what we talked about, that first 4 or 5
games,
didn't
we? Put a line through them. Not saying they're going to win the comp, but here we go. This is nice. Oh. Fuck, he's an unheralded. Kick. No, good hold. Kyle Felt's way smarter than me.
Yeah. That's a veteran winger's move, that.
Bro, he's such a good winger, man.
A 50-gamer might have put that on the toe, Jacko.
Speaking of which.
Oh.
He's giving him the push in the back anyway there.
He's going to get it. No, he's not. He's got the penalty.
He's got pings.
Is Clifford still... Is he reneged on that Newcastle deal, or is he still going there?
Good question.
Probably he's still going.
Yeah, I think he talked about it one stage like he was going to... They were talking about he might stay.
Is he 11 or Moore. Is he 16?
How old is he? Like, there's still time.
Yeah, he's a nice player, Clifford. It's just the development probably hasn't been as quick as...
Well, I think only because the reason was when Michael Morgan retired.
Yeah.
So he was thinking about staying at one point.
They signed Chad.
Obviously, they signed Chad. They got... is it Dearden?
Yeah.
Broncos as well. And now Drinky's...
What did you make of that whole move, Roasty? Like, a side that's got two... Drinkwater's obviously their future 5'8". They signed Tom Dearden, who you would assume is going to be the future halfback. And then you sign a guy like Chad, who's a more than capable fucking first grader. What's the thinking behind giving big money to a third half? I didn't really... I don't really understand it.
Yeah, Chad's going to come in and do a bit of a mentor role. Like he's probably going to be the number one there. And you know,
is it a case of not thinking Dearden's fully ready to roll, or more just
give him a chance to sort of like I suppose fight for the position? Like you know, there's Chad there.
Yeah,
you just got to beat him to get in. And I think give him a few games to sort of mentor Tommy and
oh, good shot.
I reckon initially they were looking at maybe letting Drinky go.
Yeah.
And I reckon he's played his way into that contract in the last like
you could be right.
3 or 4 weeks where he's played so well now that it's pretty much – it's a bit like the Shark situation now where it could be Chad and Dearden fighting for that seven position. Mm. And then I dare say probably Chad will win it. He'll start at seven.
Playing devil's advocate, say Dearden wins it. Are you paying Chad $700,000 to play reserve grade?
He can't, not on that pay packet. So he'll start at seven. Yeah. Drinky will start at six, and then Dearden will come off the bench, and he'll just keep pushing him. So he's probably, you know, one of those things we've talked about where a guy like Drinky can play multiple positions as well. True. So if you carry a guy like Dearden on the bench, you can bring him on, play six.
Move Drinky to centre.
And I think even Dearden popped in a little bit of hooker on the odd occasion for the Broncos as well. So sometimes when you've got – if you've got too many stars in that position, it can be a bit of a downfall.
Yeah.
But if you've got three sort of, you know, really good first graders that are just going to be toiling away and competing for the position, it can be a good thing. It can bring out the best in each other. So.
Lights are in. Who took the overs? Everyone?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
No one touched this game. Yeah. Really, like we had the try score. That was about it.
Yeah, we got the only bet we've got. Simi, what's Simi's bet?
He's got just the Cowboys. Simi's 8-legger.
Simi's got an 8-legger, and he's got margins involved in it.
Try scorers, was it?
Nah, for the Roosters game. He was doing that when we were at the pub before. He's gone 8 try scorers in the Roosters game, all Roosters players.
He's so arsy, man.
Roasty, what's your thoughts on the Knights? Questions coming through.
They got like I know KP's out. Who else? Pierce
is big.
So you lose, you know, 50% of your spine. It's going to hurt you.
Watson's still out as well.
No, Connor's on the bench.
Oh, he is.
Well, he was named on the bench. I'm not too sure if any child because I didn't see the before, but I believe Connor's on the bench.
I haven't seen him out there.
It's hard, mate. Like people, Piercy doesn't get the respect, I reckon, from the average punter.
100%.
A lot of guys that played footy, when he's out, he's such a big piece, and you know, sometimes you know, especially when. You know, they notice that when he's in, mate, they win more games than they lose.
When we met Adam O'Brien, when I went up there with Finchie, he couldn't speak any higher of
him. Everyone everyone loves him too.
What about another question's come through? Val Holmes is out there. You both big NFL guys, Jackson, you included. Your thoughts on his little crack over in the NFL?
Yeah, it was awesome to see. Like, I love that shit, man. I love guys. The thing with Val, like, when you – like, he did it in his prime, which is such a boss move to do, like – go over there, have a crack. He played for my wonderful New York Jets franchise, which, unfortunately, if you could land anywhere, that's probably the last place you'd pick. But he got to experience the training, a completely different professional environment, and probably taken a little bit longer to find his feet back in the game than people would have thought. But, when everything's said and done, here they go again to the right now. Is that Simi there, young rookie?
No.
When everything's said and done, it's a cool sort of... bucket listy.
Well, that's what I said at the start of the year when we did the stuff again with Kempe. He was my spotlight player just because I likened it to like a player who misses a year with an injury and how it takes a while to come back. Like the players that have like big serious injuries and like because he had to change his body weight and everything to play NFL. Like you've got to change your training. Obviously Jared Hayne went over the same sort of thing. They go completely. It's more speed and power.
Yeah.
So to get that engine back in that, and then obviously with the rule changes too last year, and he was swapping between fullback. He looks really comfortable now that he's just got a solid run at fullback in the last four or 5 weeks. He just keeps getting better and better. He looks like he's about to fucking break the line every time he is or not.
He's an origin lock as well. Like when you look at that Queensland side, he's the ultimate. I know he's playing amazing. He's been cleaned
he's
up.
He's gone again.
Well.
Oh. Beautiful. Tuolungi. That's a double. That's a double lungy.
A fake Taniela Tuiaki. Wow.
Suwali's playing this week. Thoughts, boys?
Ooh, yeah. Excited for this. I think a lot of people are. Sam Walker's been rested for him too.
Imagine being a rookie like that and just getting rested.
Where's he been named?
Uh,
Roast?
I haven't seen it. I'll check it out.
Look, yeah.
I think it's like great to see. Like the way Trent Robinson sort of brought him in, had him on the as 18th, 19th man, and had him part of that game day a few times. So it's like sort of not just bring him in on the day and all of a sudden you're making your debut. And
Caleb was Caleb the intern. Obviously played a bit of footy with and against him.
Yeah.
Was talking about it the other day, and we're talking about Jacob Arthur actually. I was like, "Fuck, he, how good are you?" He's, bro, yeah, amazing, amazing. How's Sam Walker go? Yeah, amazing, amazing. Like, what about Suwali? And he goes, "It makes no sense. Like in terms of ability, if Sam Walker and Jacob Arthur can cut it physically, he goes, Joseph's like on another.
Yeah, Joey's been coming through with those guys because he's that Joseph Suwali was part of the Glenmore Park team that I used to help out like back in the day.
Oh, right.
So I've known Joey for a minute.
Yeah,
And he's. Honestly, I've told this story before on one of the other footy companions. When he was about 8, 9 years old, I want to watch one of his games. We'd help out with training sessions. I used to take a few of the boys there. He scored a couple of tries, and I don't know this for sure because he's an 8-year-old kid, but after he got himself a brace or a triple, he started, instead of trying to just palm off the fullback or run around him, I seen him like he was drawing and passing. To
practice
support, it was like he was practicing, mate. Like, it was weird. He was only like 9 years old, and like
you think he just tries.
I haven't seen him on that person because I was away, obviously, for a few years. He's blown up now and lived up to the hype because like there was hype around him from like fucking back 9 or 10 years old. Yeah. Like that's how crazy it was.
What about this one, Jacko? I think you were talking about it in the office this week. Debutants is how it's pronounced.
Debutants. That is fucking sweet.
That's Corey.
Someone check
this.
Someone
on camera for that.
Get the dictionary.
You're way too fucking smart to be coming up with that. Well, where'd that come from?
Debutants.
Hey. Debutants.
We're sorry.
Been a long week.
It's been a big day, but it's not. Remember, there's a footy combat you got to
get. Debutants.
Debutants. Yeah.
Scoring tries.
Yeah.
Is that he's gonna say like three other different ways by the end of it.
Yeah. And now you just don't know how to pronounce it. But he's trying to say debutant scoring.
Yeah.
And it's been jam all year. So Joseph Suwali he's only paying like $1.80 anytime try score, which is a testament to obviously
two or more though. But
that says a lot about the Roosters. Says a lot about the Broncos. Yeah. It says a lot about him.
So he's obviously starting then.
He must be.
Must be. Yeah, he must be. Yeah. Someone. I mean, people tell us exactly where he's been named. We can't be.
Yeah. Can we confirm that? I heard. Sam Walker could be getting rested for him.
Roasty's like the David Middleton of footy companion today.
Yeah.
We've got the stats here.
The old Fox lad.
He's still named in the as 21.
Yep. Yeah.
So he hasn't been updated yet.
Yeah, I think. So. I think. Maybe Robbo's come out even said it. I heard it on the radio. So,
bro, look at Jarvid Bowen. Holy fuck, man! Strength on this.
What are you saying? Sam Walker might be out.
So they said on the radio. I think I was listening to it was Triple M. Gerds and that on the way in. So you slide up. I believe Sam Walker. They reckon Sam Walker could be the one that's missing out. Go to the bench.
Oh, this is silky from Val.
And Kurgan, the old Warriors. Utility
Adam Karen, yeah,
he could be starting.
That makes a shitload of sense, yeah.
And Suwali on the bench.
Adam Karen's a very, very, very nice player as well. Like in terms of outside of Matt Burton, you want a backup halfback that's not named Benji Marshall or Matt Burton. Adam Karen's right up there, man. Yeah. He's nice. I know the boys were. They're nice.
He's got good pins on him too. Seen him kicking goals.
Quads of doom.
Yeah,
kicks it about.
Holy cunt. Kicks it about. Jealous of that bad boys.
88% as well. He's a fucking weapon.
Yeah.
Great move for him as well. Like, obviously, he debuted. Like, he scored like a double, or he might have even got a fucking brace on debut with the Warriors.
A debutant.
The debutant, Adam Kieran, in front of about 30,000.
I'm a debutant.
At Eden
Park. Roast is a debutant.
You're
tonight.
A debutant. Which,
that's one of your best, mate. That's actually not one of your best. That is one of the best on
anybody. It's very Corey Norman-esque.
That's very Hodge-heggy.
Yeah.
Very Hodge-heggy. Yeah, very Hodge-heggy. Hey.
Is that merch? Yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
Need a little bunce.
So if you'd like some debutant merch, comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that. So back on Suwali, you know, with respect to the Broncos. If you're an outside back who loves a media, it's probably not the worst opposition to come up against on on debutant.
Yeah.
Look at Jarvid.
Is this my
favourite player now?
He probably will score. But $1.80 is just too short for a guy that's potentially could be coming off the bench. But
Jarvid Bowen's like your poor man's Morgan Harper at the moment, you know? I'm a big fan. And that's respectfully.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Morgan Harper fan.
Yeah, as I was going to say, you must be a big Morgan Harper fan because... He's probably, you know, he's a bit of a toiler himself at the moment. He's sort of coming to his game. Shout out to Paul Cleaner, seen him on Friday night.
Before the game?
Yeah.
And after the game.
He thought it was a giggle. I went up to all the Manly boys and and was we're calling him the pool cleaner and having a giggle about it.
That's probably one of the best nicknames I've heard.
He's good value, man. There's two teams that always love a toiling centre, and it's Manly and Para.
Yeah.
You know, they love to just have someone out there that gets the bloody job done.
Mm.
Outside of, obviously, Killer and Skith.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. They'll toilers in a way, too. Yeah. They'll appreciate that, those two boys.
I'm thinking more of your Ryan Morgans and
Joel
Riddies and that.
Yeah, he's a good lad. Full moon there.
Doing Tommy Opacheks.
He's very much in that Ryan Morgan vein. They're getting it done.
And they go to Melbourne and be guns.
Yeah, of course.
So is the long sleeve?
Oh, Chase Blair, CBDC. Don't worry about fucking Blair. He's so rats, that cunt. Good ratsy.
Yeah.
That's good.
The long sleeves too. Yeah. Love that.
It sums him up, that.
The reverse bomber.
Once you get to know Blair, you know he's fucking, he's a bit leery. But he's just like a real ratty cunt. Like,
I love that we jumped onto the Pomeroys, but we never really got onto the Blairies.
Yeah.
Because he was
tried. You were pushing for it.
I was pushing for it, but he was the only one doing it.
Yeah. The Blairies didn't catch on.
Why was he doing it, do you know? Like,
it would have just been, it was a bit of a style thing for him.
Oh, yep.
Oh. Rossi.
Oh.
Here we go. Suasso.
Big Suasso. Big Jesse. Here we go, they're back.
That's a nice bit of footy from the Knights.
Very good.
I thought it was going to turn into a stinker. I was about to head home half time.
Phoenix Crossland with a bit of a...
Paul Roasty's come in, fucking flown all this way, and then we're getting out of here at half time.
Phoenix Crossland's such a good ball runner, man. He just needs to fucking tuck and go. Look at him here.
Jackson, they want a bit more on your Joey Manu story.
Joseph Manu. I honestly don't... There's not a story to it, so I got a tip off. But again, this is... I was telling Roasty before, this is... The same tip that I had that Tino Fa'asua Malawi was signing for the Warriors, and I published it everywhere. So take it with a grain of salt. But as I understand, the Warriors seem to be looking at putting Reece Walsh as their long-term 5'8 solution and tabling Joey Manu an offer, whether they have or are about to, I'm not too sure, to play fullback for him.
At the end of the day, too, no matter what, like, I'd imagine when it's Tino and Joey Manu, most teams are going to come in for a play, especially teams in those 100%. Positions.
Oh, they're Warriors.
They sign or not, and then whether the club says, "Oh, yeah, we," because a lot of clubs don't want to come out and go, "Oh, yeah, we had a good crack at him, but he wasn't keen." No, like no teams want to come out and say that anyway.
Oh no, I wrote an article saying he had signed.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you went that far.
You've got
that journal out of you now, yeah.
But thanks for trying to help me out.
Yeah, okay.
Stitched up by the management then. But no, that's what I understand. Joseph Manu's being tabled an offer. As a long-term... The thing with Joey Manu, you know, and everyone's going to ask, why would you leave the Roosters to come to the Warriors? It's going to simply be a case, and I don't know Joey, but it's going to be a case of, if you want to play fullback, the reality is you're not going to... you're not going to beat out Tedesco.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
So if you want to play fullback and the Warriors tell you that there's a vacant fullback spot here, he's a Kiwi lad, and, you know, maybe they're going to be based back up on the Central Coast next year. I don't know. Don't know what's going on.
Well, even more so with the rookie they've been talking about, Suwali. Danny Wadler interviewed Teddy about 3 weeks ago, and they talked about hinting at a possible position change for him to make way for Joseph in the future.
Yeah.
Well, and then maybe, you know, he might devil at six.
Mm.
So that was before fucking Sam Walker come on the scene.
Because Walker and Carrier,
So now it's going to be Sam Walker and Kez.
Gary, yeah.
But, you know, looking forward, it could just be as good as Joey Manu is, you think long term, like with the superstar power that they've got, Kez, Sam Walker, I believe they just re-signed as well.
Yeah.
They're going to want to keep fucking Joey long term because
I think it's similar. They had the same situation with Latrell. Like, how much cap space can you tie up in a strike centre?
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point when you're so loaded with talent like the Roosters are, maybe you have to... And I know, again, Joseph Manu signed through to next year, so I'm not saying he's leaving anytime soon. That's just what I was told today. So, sorry, Lukey, I got no more information.
Look, they've done it a couple of times.
But also, it's 100%.
You know, Rog made way and went to New
Breaking news tomorrow.
But also... Fucking book it. He's coming.
Is it on NRL Roast yet?
Oh, no. Someone's getting sent here.
Oh, we got blood. No.
Yeah, someone's getting sent. Off.
I'm just doing a jersey swap as
center
speak.
A 10. Send or 10.
Yeah, it'd be 10, bro. What's this, the arm crept up? Oh, it's Tel Malolo as well.
Bro, he's going to get sent.
And he's 200th.
10 in the bin.
Is he going to get sent?
No, it's 10 in the bin.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. Is it his 200th today in this game?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool, yeah. Well, there you go.
Do you reckon this could fuck Origin? Like the way that they're...
I was actually going to ask you on Rookie in the Vid. I forgot. We've already got Papali out of Origin.
Yeah.
After this weekend, let's tentatively say one or two more guys cop a red and get suspended. In that game, in the fucking heat of the moment, you know they always say in Origin the refs sort of put the whistle away?
Yeah.
Are they going to...
Oh, Vlandis came out and said no. I'm pretty sure that's...
I know he said no, but they always say...
Yeah, but they always say that about all the rules when it gets to Origin and cunts for fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They give a little fucking surely. Chat. Like Tino and... Oh, yeah, Tino and Payne asked. Yeah. But
I mean with the high shot stuff, you reckon they're going to carry it through?
Fuck, they're going to have to, man.
Yeah. They're going to have to. Keep that same energy, I guess. But fuck, it's going to...
It's going to have to make your old... No, I suppose it doesn't. I was about to say it's going to change your squad makeup and selection, but you're just going to back everyone not to get binned.
Yeah.
The worst thing is it's going to create a moment at the end of the game, someone's going to get binned.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And that's all anyone's going to
do. It's going to be a 16-12 scoreline with 10 or 15 to go. Yeah. Someone's going to get sent or, get to go to the bin and it fucking decides.
Especially for the soft ones, Racy. We're talking about it today as well, Rookie in the Vet. The only one that really stood out, really, for me, because of how bad it was and the effect it had on the game, was the Cowboys game with Lachlan Burr. And, like, a lot of the other teams are fucking... Like, the Raiders, it didn't even affect them. They still come back and fucking beat, like, Bulldogs.
So more about the Bulldogs.
So the good teams still going to beat the bad teams generally anyway, regardless. And then it sort of didn't stand out in those games, like the Warriors-Eels game. Like, you think Parra are going to win anyway. But Cowboys were starting to come back against the Roosters, and that was probably going to be one of the more competitive games. And that's where it sort of felt like it robbed us from a proper result. Whereas the other ones, you sort of didn't feel like it had too much. Like Manly, two Broncos players get sent off, but you're always looking, thinking Manly going to fucking dust them anyway, really, at that point of the game. So
listening to Kempy's podcast, he was talking about like how the NRL didn't give the teams enough time to adapt in terms of the tackle technique. Because at training, you're told to tackle here and here. And if you go a leg tackle, you get sprayed.
Yeah, so people that don't know, whenever we do, I imagine it'd still be the same. We get two guys come in, we're standing between them, we might have a third guy come in and get the legs, or the first person who gets up top contact, then the second person drops and gets the leg. That's how we
call
pretty
that
much,
Isaac Luke. Yeah.
You pretty much do that every, like to warm up to any D set that you do. And then a lot of players are more comfortable tackling up high too, because so many players that can offload the footy as well.
See, but what I don't understand is a guy... Oh, shit.
That was nice. That was really nice.
Run. Is that old star?
There's Connor Watson. He's out there.
Tuala. Inari.
Yeah. We got ourselves a game, man.
They didn't have much time to prepare, Lukey. I think one coach came out and said he got told after captain's run.
That was Trent Barrett, yeah. But Vlandis fired back and told them that they were told pre-season that this was coming. But there's two different things between it's coming and it has arrived.
Yeah.
Do you think they amplified it? I think you guys touched on both podcasts this week, but they amplified it. Purposely during Magic Round?
Because of Magic Round, yeah, probably. The other thing, Roasty, which I thought about as well, very smart from the NRL to schedule all of the stinkers, respectfully, in terms of matchups for Magic Round. Like, you didn't get your Roosters, Rabbitohs.
You got that off the Hello Sport Boys?
Yeah, that's what I was listening to. And I was like, there's no... like
You don't want to give away, like, a rivalry game.
So smart to put them all up there. Like, no one's going to watch the Warriors Para.
I was thinking, why wouldn't you want all your best games up there?
Cause like Manly Broncos, man.
Yeah.
But you play in a Magic.
Because everyone's there anyway, yeah. It was like when we were looking at the Saturday, Lukey, when I was trying to find a fucking game to go on Saturday, and I was like, none of these games really excite me.
No, not even the Power Warriors one. It was like,
yeah.
And the crowds make a difference. Like when there's a, you know, Sharks versus Rabbitohs at 5:30, but there's a huge, like, 30,000 people there.
Yeah.
It creates a difference.
Yeah.
Normie still hasn't sent me my tickets. Con Norms.
Yeah.
Speaking of that. Yeah, it's a good try.
I spoke about it last night to someone. We were saying, like, Todd Greenberg got the arse because he was too reactionary.
Yeah.
Yet we're making rules mid-season, you know, or not making rules, but enforcing rules mid-season.
But the opposite is Vlandis is praised every time he does anything. Yeah. We fucking kiss. Because, you know, he's going to dine out on the fact that he got the game back on for at least, I mean, we've given him, what, you reckon 2 years minimum? He could fuck up non-stop for the next 2 years, but he's still going to be...
Yeah, he did a good job.
Everyone loves him. And he's got a bit of that sort of blue-collar, don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah, this is the only one that I've really disagreed with.
That he's
sort of changed.
But let's be honest, what else has he done other than got the game back on?
Yeah, and the rule change and quickening it up.
Yeah, you're right.
And some of the taps, the refereeing
with
that rule. He's brought in probably about three or four crucial rules or changes.
I'd really respect him more if he then came out, you know, let's say after this weekend we have the same sort of hit-high drama, and he goes, maybe I jumped the gun there. We're going to peel it back a little bit. You're still penalised if you touch the head, but incidental contact, we're going to be a bit more lenient. Like, if he came out in front of that, he'd be like, I'd run for fucking PM.
Yeah, I seen his interview with Gus. I was watching a little bit of his interview.
And you didn't think that was coming.
No, and it didn't. And he's, in a way, like, you can understand where he's coming from. Like, he talks a lot about players that can't fucking, they've had the fucking severe head knocks and they can't remember their name or the missus' name or the kid's name, which is understandable, but
I wonder as well, I don't mean to interrupt you, I wonder how much of it is avoiding the NFL-style lawsuits in the future.
Yeah, that has to come into it. Like,
because not everyone finishes as fresh and articulate as you.
Oh, you know, I avoided contact, everyone knows that. So I did my best work on the edges, scooping up loose balls from Fozzie.
10 tries, 2013.
Stuck out all that shit. And then they put me in the middle when I got over the Super League. I said, I'm done.
Yuck.
So fucking tear up the contract, I'm fucking coming home.
Like ATR Sports, I'm coming. Do you want a beer, bro?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'm good.
There he is, poor Lockie Burr. Oh, no, he's going again.
No, twice in 2 weeks.
No way.
North Queensland down to 11 for the next,
I think, Warriors energy.
5 minutes.
You can't coach it out of a man. Too aggressive.
When was talent?
Warriors energy. Fuck off, Jack.
Got too tight.
Oh, no. Fuck, I didn't even see. Was there much in that? Yeah, I'll go with Carton, please, mate.
Got him across the nose, but thanks, mate.
Oh. Yeah. Come on. It's a good crack, but.
Fuck,
I don't know, man. This is like.
It's getting a little bit like.
13 on 11.
Vossi spoke about it maybe Wednesday morning or Monday morning, the 5 minutes in bin.
Yeah,
yeah.
For stuff like that where they've actually reviewed it twice, like he's just given a penalty.
Yeah.
The bunkers then reviewed it and then he's changed his mind. Maybe just a 5 minute because 10 minutes is just really killing it.
5 minutes for something like that you deem incidental contact, you know, something that's the player's dipped or it slipped up off the ball. Yep. Even 5 minutes, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what was five minutes.
What was wrong with a penalty? If you clip them in the head, you get penalised. Is that such a, you know?
Yeah.
It's a deterrent enough. You know, as a player, Hoz, like, you know that, like, a penalty can fuck you. So, oh, that's just kiddies.
Yeah.
They just scored.
Yeah, sorry. That's the timing. Why I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 9 minutes, 5, 16, 14 with the kick to come.
Yeah.
But they... They're just hanging on. What about this? Roasty Simi come up to this. This is a rookie in the vet today. He goes, I've got an idea for the new rule. He goes, what about if we start sending players off all the time? In that instance, if you send a player off, he's gone.
You can activate your 18th man.
No.
Yeah, that's it. But you keep 12 on the field. But you can activate your 18th man.
Oh, was that it?
That's what it was.
No, I thought he said you could bring a bench player on into the 13. But now you've only got 3 players on the bench.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think he might have changed his tune.
Because he's in now as a fucking space cadet. Yeah. And then there was like, what happens is like...
Shout out to the Park Spaceman there.
Yeah. When he... so if you get sent off early in the game, or I don't know what the context was. If it was a send-off, the player's gone, but you can bring the player on. Player on from the bench, but now they've only got 3 players on the bench.
But a player sent off, I am trying to defend it, and you just can't.
I think maybe at the pub he recorrected himself.
He recorrected himself. So his idea was, he goes, to be honest, it's probably Lukey's idea, but he said if someone gets red carded, a team is allowed to activate their 18th man, but they still play with 12, but you get 4 on the bench. So it's an additional interchange to keep players fresh, I think is what he was saying.
Yeah.
Either way.
He said you're losing interchange as well, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Scott.
Which is point. Yeah, is it people
are saying.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
But I think my way would be more fair. You keep 12 on the field, but you've got that extra sub.
Well, see, bringing the extra sub on and then losing an interchange doesn't make sense anyway because...
Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to be able to use the fucking extra interchange anyway.
Yeah, because you still have to get 12 on.
Yeah, true.
You have a fresh player.
No, yeah, you're right. He just simply said, bring on the 18th man, but you've lost Nathan Cleary, for example, who's copped someone high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not his worst idea. He's had,
no, it's not.
Because actually, you know what? Later on in the podcast...
It makes you think for a bit anyway.
Later on in the podcast, he had a worse idea,
yeah,
which was... Just 14 players on the field.
Yeah.
He wanted to change 100 years of rugby.
So turn it into union.
Yeah.
Speaking of union, you wore your Crusaders jersey on 10 in the can. Mm. That'll be up tomorrow.
Oh, it's going up straight away tomorrow, is it?
Rocking around.
What were you going to say then, Rosie?
Add two players. Make lineouts.
He was another Carlton away.
I reckon we should contest the scrum again too. Yeah. Rosie, what do you reckon?
Bring it back.
Speaking of big boy season, mate, Saifidi in your prospective Origin squads here, Roasty?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah?
Lock, eh? Fuck, he's got to be my favourite prop going around at the moment, man.
What about Clem?
No, not for me.
No.
Yeah. No, I just think too one-dimensional when I think of Clemmer, unfortunately. Good player, very good player, but I don't think he fits into that Saifidi, Paulo, Haas sort of mold.
I reckon he's obviously more suited to NRL, but I reckon when you get to, you need a bit of leg speed and a little fucking bit of quickness around the rucks now, and you've got to play with the ball a little bit too, like pretty much when all the elite players, there's so much second phase footy and...
Oh, Val.
Yeah, the boys are under the pump now. When you look at guys like who could be playing, like Junior Paulo's got an offload, got a pre-line.
Yep.
Haas is a lot.
Payne Haas is probably a quicker, stronger version of him.
Yeah,
of
good.
Clemmer.
That's a pretty good
He probably
point.
Doesn't have the offload and that. He's more straight up and down, but he's quicker and faster than Clemmer.
Drags
stronger.
Four blokes with him, yeah.
And then you've got Saifidi, who's like the workhorse fucking... He's got a nice little offload in him as well.
And Campbell Gillard's, you're off the back fence. Bring him off the bench and let him fucking rip and tear.
Yeah.
I mean, you could swap out...
Campbell Gillard can run 40.
You could swap out... Yeah, he scored two tries.
Yeah.
Against my boys. You could swap out... Campbell Gillard for Clemmer, and you wouldn't have too much of an argument for me, but it's just a personal preference. I'm not a massive Clemmer guy.
Someone's gone beauty scopes on the mattress after the yawn of doom. Yeah. Up we get.
Apologies.
The content fatigue is real, man.
Nah, it's the beers. You've been on the beers all after. This is sort of like an old school footy campaign.
Yeah, I've treated myself to a few tinnies, yeah. That's what the people wanted.
That's all we need, this energy.
Make your mind up, man. You want us to have a few beers or no?
Nah, we had another, where was that?
And I just did add the fucking magic bender of doom too. Straight into on the tools, parking patrol for 3 days straight.
It's been a big week.
I don't fuck around, you know?
Well, is anyone in the chat, did anyone see us up at Magic Round?
Yeah, let us
know. Let us know.
That was a giggle, the old stay humble.
Thoughts on the magic movie.
When you're like, we got parking patrol, stay humble.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I need that shit. It centers me out, Roxy.
What's that?
Just when I think I'm getting too far ahead of myself.
Right, good question.
Content's going well.
Good questions coming through. Who you got replacing Papali for Queensland? Arrow moves to start. Ooh. Who should be on the bench?
Fuck, you know what? Thinking about it now, just because he asked that question, Lindsay Collins and Josh Papali'i both out now. So those are big outs, man.
Francis Molo.
Yeah.
Francis Molo?
He's obviously topical because we're watching the Cowboys, but he's been outstanding. I think Mo Fodawaker could easily start if he's healthy and ready to go.
Denamis Louis was around a bit. Like he was roundabouts last year. Probably hasn't played that much footy this year.
Mm.
Big Tino could obviously push up into the front row.
They'll start the White Rhino.
Oh, he's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Christian.
Yeah, he was probably going to start regardless, I reckon.
Yeah.
They would have gone with Josh Papali'i and the Rhino, Welshie.
Pick Tino.
And then you would have had Lindsay Collins coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Huge fan favourite, the Rhino. Like we were doing the team of the week and fan voted.
Yeah.
And he was getting in there almost every week.
Yeah.
Is this Simi? No, that's Mola.
Shout out to Josh. He was at the ex-cargo with us in the chat.
Oh, yeah, Grouse.
Here we go. Oh, bro, they're about to
shoot. Accidental. Oh, AJ or Fury?
I'm going Fury.
I think I'm going to be in the...
Mudders.
Minority.
You've got to go the Mudders.
No, I'm in the minority. I love AJ.
Like the story.
I think Fury's going to beat him.
Yeah.
But I'll be going for AJ.
Did you see the stuff that came out about the he has to fight Wilder first because they went to arbitration?
Oh, bullshit.
And it got made mandatory because of the arbitration. Oh. They tried to offer him, he wanted 20 mil to skip the fight. They're like, fuck, we're not paying you 20 mil.
Yeah.
So apparently it could be in jeopardy because they need a fight by August and their fight was scheduled in September.
This is the thing that fucks me off about boxing. Boxing, bro. Let's go hypothetical here. He goes out there against Wilder and gets KO'd. Well, now you don't have the AJ Fury fight. Like, put that shit in fucking Wembley.
Yeah.
Sell the cunt. I don't know what their COVID restrictions are like, actually, before I say that. But sell the cunt out. Oh, yeah, oh, go, boys. That's the Dele M, Tuolungi, right there.
He's a nice player, man, Tuolungi.
He hurt himself there.
Chris was saying, we're heading to Bankwest on the Sunday for Bird Gang Scope Cup?
I could be working.
Oh, okay.
I could be working overnight. So if I don't work, well, Sunday night's the fucking paper.
Yeah, the double time, double and a half.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
Jam.
If I get a Sunday night, I pretty much kick the feet up for the rest of the week. Yeah. I don't work again. Cause
it focus well. On that content.
Yeah, come in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
No yawn on a footy companion.
No. Now, we need to do like some sort of like when you two are working, throw a GoPro in the car.
Well, we're going to do a content. We've talked about because we drive all over Sydney. For people that know me and Simi, worked together doing traffic control, parking patrol stuff. And we're always sitting at cafes because a lot of the time we do our work. We block a few car parks off or close some streets. And then we're just kicking the feet up, talking shit to each other. That's when he comes up with some of his fucking best work.
You need to get one of those portable podcast things and just like talk shit in the car.
I've seen it.
Like Kempe used to do Bloke in a Car?
Yeah. Did he? That's what you should. Yeah, Normie was on it. Yeah. Normie was on it.
Bloke in a Car.
The old James Corden, remember?
Yeah.
Carpool karaoke.
Oh, big song.
They'd have the headphones on and they'd be like doing, singing songs. And
speaking of Molly, he's in all sorts here, boys.
Pretty cool.
Is he?
Oh, he's all sorts.
Get the trainer out there, especially when they're pumping.
HIA or?
Who are you talking about, Eli?
Who that?
Eli said, we got Roasty in the house, Eli.
Oh, for anyone who's joined late, Roasty's in the house.
Yeah, do people recognise? A lot of people wouldn't recognise
you. You only started just putting yourself out there pretty recently.
I've always sort of kept my face off there. Like, it's a bit of anxiety and not being confident, but... If I keep my face off there, it's just the roast. Like, I don't want to, become like people start hating me or hating like.
It's also smart from a brand perspective. If you're thinking long term, business wise, you don't want to, like Isaac's always talked about that with YKTR. Like early on, it was all ice.
Yep.
Whereas now, if he were to like hypothetically step away.
Well, literally, Magic Round vlog was mad and Ice wasn't even involved in it,
So you don't want to always attach yourself to the fucking
That's a big
brand.
Thing,
They're calling you Piggy Riddell.
Yeah.
Do that. Do the old.
I don't know what's going to happen in 5, 10, 20 years, hopefully someone could come along and start making some content as well.
Mm.
And then if they took over, then you wouldn't even know the difference.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, so.
It'd be hard to match your sort of tone and your quickness.
It is hard,
You've got the setup of Doom, so he's got your shed. I don't want to give too much away, obviously, but you put it on the story sometimes. So
every
people
now
have seen
then, like
he built a shed purely for content at his house.
Yeah, well, here's the kid. He's on debut. Sorry, guys.
Built a four car garage, and I think I fit one car in there. The rest is me. Great for sad days on the punt.
This would be massive for Newcastle right before halftime.
16-16, not a bad little game. Obviously, brought the Cowboys have missed a couple of plays for 10 minutes, which brings Newcastle back into it. But got ourselves a bit of a contest now, boys.
Yeah, nothing worse than a blowout on the Thursday that we get stuck with.
Sometimes. Yeah,
is this Fitzgibbon back in the fuck?
Yeah, Fitzy's been back for a couple of weeks.
He's got the Aiden Guerra haircut as well.
Yeah, he's looking a bit like Angus Cratton playing for the Knights as well.
Rosie, some people are getting you confused for Ruben Carrick.
It's pretty fair, I think that's.
I'll take that.
It's a good one.
I think anyone will take that. Anyone at this table.
He's a good lad. I really enjoyed having a chat with him on Friday.
Yeah, champion.
Paying $2.10 anytime try scorer this week.
Roasty, you don't have to answer, but you don't. I know the answer, but you don't really make any money off the roast, eh?
No. So, I've been like I said, lucky enough. 2 years ago, got a job in content. Which still allows me to... Do the roast as a side project. Got a sponsor on for our footy tipping comp, so that...
That's true. Shoe Grab, are they the guys with the doggies?
Great guys there.
Link that with us. We could do a bit of content out of Shoe Grab, I reckon.
Well, they've done something with the Bulldogs. Just, a bit of a cute, funny
They're a
Q&A.
Sneaker store, eh?
Yeah. So stuff like that, which I'm happy to do. I don't want to sort of sell out for, little bits and pieces here and there because people just see through it. So,
What
and I'm sort of happy, like, just being independent, you know, putting content out there that fans want to see.
And that you want to make as well.
Yeah, and you're worried about those sponsors coming in and trying to filter your content in a way.
Yep.
16 half time, everyone.
I'm not saying no to
some
it.
Questions through.
Someone wants to come on and sponsor, like, I'm happy to jump on. But
as long as it's organic.
It's
got
to be the right thing. Like, you know, I'm not going to go...
they're sweet to come in and let you be you. And
yeah, like...
Sweet, yeah.
Not going to be some random, you know, health spa or something that doesn't fit.
Yeah, something's...
Yeah.
Mate, well, because we've had that before, because I've had heaps of people reach out to me. You know, we've only had a couple of sponsors on here, and then ICE has turned down a couple of guys as well because, you know, it just didn't make sense for us. No. Like, there's a couple of things in particular. He goes, like, you know, they're willing to jump in for some decent money, and he goes, look, it's probably, yeah, you just don't align with what we're doing. Not in, like, it's not like the worst thing,
yeah,
but it's just like it just didn't suit us.
It's not synergy. You need that synergy. Didn't suit the vibe, like, so. Vibe culture, perfect.
Yeah, vibe very culture suited us to a T, you know.
We've had a few comments tonight. They're saying, "Where's the Doughboys?"
Oh yeah, Doughboys.
That was one of the best. Like, we went there, did the vlog with them. They're really amazing.
Yeah, we haven't had them on yet this year, have we?
That's perfect for you guys. Like, you're doing a... What do you do when you watch the footy? Have beers,
have a feed.
Yeah. So
it worked perfect. Local pizzeria, we still shout them, like, they're one of the best pizzas we've had.
And saying that, if there's any brand out there at all that wants to sponsor Barely Ballers, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it for whatever. Wait, it is.
Can we just give that a quick shout out? Barely Ballers is the most underrated podcast on the YKTR network.
Thanks, bro. It's also the most undermarketed, and that's on me.
Us.
That's on us.
But it's going to be better. We're going to start filming it properly.
I saw a bit of a gap in the market when Scope kind of naturally progressed away from the American Sports Chat. That's respectfully, just on the podcast forum.
He's been a guest on your podcast. Be careful.
Yeah, I know. So we tried to fill the lane.
Yep.
And I think we're doing it very well.
Does anyone in the chat listen to Barely Ballers?
Let's not ask that. Let's not go down there.
No, but you should.
We
have
about 36 dedicated listeners that ride and die with us.
Well, you've got one more than me.
Thanks, bro.
I have 35 of the best.
Yeah.
And a degenerate. Yeah. OGDG.
That's how Scope started. So don't be having a crack at your 36.
Nah.
36 is the best.
Who would win in a YKTR arm wrestle, Scope?
Simi. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. You didn't watch him punch in the vlog? Like, he's got some power in those hands.
I wonder if Chico... Nah, Simi with pure weight division 2, he'd take Simi yet.
Normie?
Normie's got Normie is surprisingly, like, got Mongo strength. Respectfully, I say that respectfully. He's one of those guys, like, when you, like, because I've said to him sometimes too, you know, he can be a bit pretty, you know. He sits out there. I said, mate, get yourself in the fucking game, because we'll have a little bit of a wrestle every now and again. I'll fucking throw him around. You know, I had 100, like I said all the time, 120 the best. I'm a back row. I was ball running fucking back rower, and I said, he stung me a couple of times. Yeah. You got it in ya. But if you try to, like, he's got, watch him next time sometimes when he's in tackles, and no one's better than it than the Prez. You know, Prez can stand up and tackle. But once he gets the arse out and he starts fucking holding there, he's like,
you're not
got
getting
a real
down.
Strong core.
Mm. I tell you who I couldn't believe when I grabbed Cheese.
Oh,
he's
like,
literally, they call him the block of cheese. But, like, I grabbed the trap of him. I was like, dude, are you sweet?
Yeah. He's surprisingly, like, there's an announcement going to be coming out with the Team Mudders.
Yeah.
We've got a Team Mudders coming out to we'll announce that a little bit further on, and there's a good chance he'll get in there. But he's also, fuck, he's like pretty strong. Solid, man. Pretty thick.
Yeah. Cheese playing for the mighty Waiheke High School on their 4B side up against myself and the Green Bay 4B.
Oh, Green Bay Packer 4Bs.
First 15 final. It was a narrow defeat by us. Was he the difference? Maybe. Maybe he was at age about fucking 14. But yeah.
There's a few shouts to get Barely Ballers on YouTube. So it's something we're working on. Resource wise, it's just been myself for about a minute. So now we've got more hands on deck. The studio's getting built. Like, we really want to be able to leverage off that a bit more. So, but yeah, if you want your American sports content when it's not on the Scope,
obviously
go straight
NBA
to Barely Ballers.
NBA playoffs ripping in after all this playing bullshit. We'll be doubling down. NFL draft stuff, we went pretty heavy as well, but we'll be back in the NFL stuff, UFC as well. We'll get it sorted. Now we've got the telly and everything up here. We can get Alex up on the screen and start to really build it out, get the micro stuff going and double down, man.
Josh that was at the party saying Cheese gave him the rib uppercut of doom on Saturday night.
He was honestly...
That's how he says hello.
He is...
From Waiheke, that's how you say hello.
That's a couple of times now I've been out with the Cheese, and both times he's handled himself fucking...
So good.
Considering the... Like, he actually... people love to see him, and he's happy to accommodate that. He goes around, even when Byron
doesn't do his head in.
Mate, he's been going for 10 days. You can tell he's a bit dusty. And he gives everyone the time of day. He's the perfect fucking role model for fucking footy at the moment.
Definitely.
So young kid, loves having a crack, loves having a beer, loves chatting to people, loves his footy, and he's a gun.
Yeah.
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 He sticks all the boxes.
We call that the blueprint.
Yeah. I loved it when the guys were sculling their drinks. The guy had a vodka and whatever, and he spilled, like, he only had a small cup, and he still spilled it. He sees the cheese in the background, he's like, fucking pussy.
Yeah. He's a good sort of cheese.
Yeah.
You had a few little. I was glad to be out of that fucking magic round, too. So people don't know, I copped a bit of slack about that skull and that beer with that guy.
What the
and even Quade Cooper come out and said it was
Oh yeah.
And fuck, but that was fucking. I had to do about three or four of them a night. Yeah. While I was at the stadium because everyone's coming up.
Even on the Saturday when they keep loading us up and like that guy we bought like six beers over and we're like, what do we do with all these beers?
Yeah,
skull, and like, come over there, skull. So many beers.
Have a skull. See at the bottom. I was like, beauty.
Yeah.
Fucking 17th drink since
crawling out of Suncorp.
Yeah, I did. You know what? Like, I was blind on the first night, and then obviously, you get a bit of fitness about you on the second and third day. So, but I was fucking blind Friday night.
First night,
you're so excited to be there. The energy's up. I always thought of that. Obviously, watching from afar, you boys going up there. The first night was going to dictate how the rest of the weekend went.
Yeah,
you blew out, but still managed to pull through. So that was very impressive.
Well, you know what? I reckon I would have been. I think
you got better endurance than I thought. I thought you were a bit of a. You kind of play yourself up like you're a bit of a turn in early sort of guy, but you can go all right.
Yeah,
you kept up the best.
I've come out of retirement for this. It's like fucking.
Yeah.
JSP coming out to fight fucking Jorge Masvidal.
We're training.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, you put the fucking baddest motherfucker in front of me, I'll get the job done. Everyone, you know, Simi's the up and comer.
Yeah.
Simi's Masvidal.
Yeah.
He talks a lot of smack. He's funny. You love him.
Mm.
Yeah, but
should he have the clout?
Does he
get, I don't know.
Does, he gets knocked out. He goes home early. I stayed out longer than him. He gets me early on when we're having a little kip on the plane. Get on there straight away. There's no beers. I said, you know what? I'm a seasoned campaigner. Now, I've done a few tripaways in my day. If I can sneak about 30 of the best in, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah.
And then, that's a veteran's move. That's GSP. That's GSP sort of stuff.
You're thinking Friday night.
Yeah,
he's in the moment.
Yeah,
stuck in the moment.
Talk through the Taffa training session.
Oh, that was obviously unreal, but fuck, because I would have got home at about 4:30 in the morning on Friday night. Then we woke up. The gym was about an hour or 40 minutes away, so we went there. So I had about 3 or 4 hours sleep going to Justin Taffa. We didn't know what to expect because Simi organised it, so this was supposed to be Simi's thing.
So who knows if you're even.
Yeah, I
supposed to be there.
I was unsure if Justin Taffa was going to turn us away. Like,
I don't know.
Honestly, because it was Simi, so we get in there. Obviously, he was a gun. He took us in. We did a bit of a warm up, and then I thought it was going to be, after we finished the boxing. Yeah, grouse. Yeah, good session. Bit of a sweat out. We did, got in the ring and exchanged a little bit, but then Chico goes, Scope, Justin's going to take us through a fucking little circuit after. I went. What? In my head. And then Justin Taffa goes, oh, so you ready to go? And I was like, yeah, gun.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want to say no to a fucking UFC fighter as well. And then I look over at Simi, I go, Simi, let's go. And Simi's lying over in the mat.
Dead.
And he's going,
half dead.
Nah.
I'm out. So he organised the whole thing and did fucking one quarter of the session. But that sums up Simi, that.
Would you be able to give an MVP from X-Cargo? Do you remember in a particular...
I can remember... No, I can't remember
what
the names.
What they were wearing? Oh. From the vlog, potentially we could point him out.
If I found him in the vlog, I could probably have a look. But there was a couple of boys. I don't know if they're MVPs, but they just kept on gassing me up and telling me I was
the Warriors.
I'll tell you what, the guy that when Simi took the photo of you on the plane, the guy that got in the DMs and was like, "Mate,
that guy.
He's
got to be up there.
He's to be fair, I don't know if he even. Here we go, Kitty's magic round. Kitty's magic bender. Yeah, see,
look where they made it.
Look at this. No one's watching this.
They're trying to compete with the magic movie.
That's a poor man, Simi and Scope. That.
Nah, Fletch and Hindy. Nah, that ain't
Fletch and your boy Hindy.
Is he wearing the YKTR boardies? No.
Here you go. Nah. Out of you and Simi, like, who's Fletch and who's Hindy?
I'm probably Hindy.
Oh, kind of.
Nah, because Hindy's the punching bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's and I'm the witty one.
Yeah. You look at me like I wasn't going to agree with you.
I'm sort of, I reckon I'm a mixture of both though.
Simi's not witty. Simi's just Simi. Yeah. Like it's not wit. It's just.
Yeah. People try to tell me all the time. They're like trying to compare him to someone or they're like, what's he like once you turn the cameras off? I'm like, bro, I'm telling you.
I think
there's no character here.
I think the better comparison, and we always go back to it, is I'm Andy, he's Hamish.
Yeah.
I reckon that's the.
Yeah. There's no comedic relief because the two of you together is just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Compliment each other.
By the way, Tanner McKinn is a must. You're not going to want to miss it. Fuck me, dead man.
Fuck, it was a bit awkward there at the start, eh?
Simmel, there was tension.
Yeah, I could feel the tension straight away. I don't know, whatever. Simmel, I don't know how whatever much was longer. Going on with Simmy today. You could just like.
I think he must have got a message. Hit him. When something's happened.
Because
then we went to the pub. He was all right, sort of thing. Halfway through the pod,
he started to ease up. Yeah. Like once we started getting the songs, I think
he wasn't about it earlier.
Because you know when he's on one. You know this is when you know it's a fair indication when he snapped at Normie. Like he never snaps at Normie. Like Normie always fucking tells him if Normie tells him something, and he goes what? Oh, hey? And started going back at Normie. And even Normie was like. Ooh, because he could sense something was up. So,
and there was no IG lives today, which I read a lot into.
Yeah.
If he hasn't gone live on Instagram, something's troubling.
He went live during your potty at the start.
Yeah, he bounced back a little bit.
Yeah,
and then there was another dip. It's a roller coaster with Jordan Simi.
Very emotional man, is he?
Very emotional.
Well, you know what? We had a long day, so for people that obviously take the piss out of what we do. So me and Simi. So we did the Magic Bender Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we went to work and got on the cones. Putting out the traffic cones from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Just to clarify that.
And those are 12-hour days. So we start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We leave at 6, and we finish up about 8 o'clock at night.
Yuck.
8 or 9 o'clock at night. And then today we got in here, 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah, so I reckon he might have just been gassed.
Yeah, it could have been, yeah.
Because he just didn't look like he was in the mood at all, did he?
In saying that, he wasn't in the mood socially, but work-wise he mellow? Was fucking...
yeah.
It could have been mellow.
Who's watched the vlog, by the way?
It could have been mellow.
Let us know if you watched the vlog with mellow shitting in
could have been mellow shitting all around him. He wasn't happy about that, but yeah. No, he's a special character, Jordan Simi. Who kicks on with this one here, Roasty? We're 16-0 at halftime.
I reckon...
The Cowboys have clearly been the better side. It's just been the cards, hasn't it?
I think, the Knights did a lot of defence in that first 20. Mm-hmm. And it could come back. Like, you know, Cowboys were down to 11, so they've been hit hard as well. But I think you'll see someone from the Knights will probably get Simbin. I'll hurt them real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they lose one, Cowboys are shredding them even when they had fucking 11 on the field. They were shredding them on the edges.
Bad way. That's where you, automatically think, someone's going to get Simbin or sent.
Yeah, that's the thing with these new rules, man. I'm not too sure. I was talking to Isaac about this. I was wondering whether you're going to see the referees and the game adjust first, meaning they peel back, or the players adjust first. It's clearly going to have to be the players because they're not going to fucking... They're not going to
budge. Players haven't adjusted tonight.
Yeah,
to be fair, there's not much in them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, they'll be on my...
What's the old the old Michael Jordan quote? It takes... It takes you fucking 10,000 reps to master.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. Shoot the perfect shot.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't.
Yeah. It takes a certain amount of reps to perfect something around those lines. And I believe it's 10,000.
Kobe used to do that after every training.
So, that's in anything, throws, right? Yeah. And that, imagine trying to undo fucking 10,000 worth of reps of tackles, style that you've done throughout your whole life. Because, a lot of the time, sometimes people will say, to Jared Waria Hargraves, this is before the rule. Why does he always push the limit? When you've done that for your fucking whole career, what's this?
Oh, just the guy up in the crowd, just giving the finger.
Yeah,
yeah.
When you do something for so long, it's not it's hard to get that out of your game, especially under fatigue. That's when people make mistakes, when they're fucking tired.
And Jared's been doing it at the highest level and achieving, winning comps, playing for this country.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you want him to rein it in.
Yeah, and I'm not even just talking about Jared. I'm talking about all the players in general. We're going to have to now change the way that they've defended for fucking... Some of these players have been playing like me when I was 6 years old,
Someone like Scott Drinkwater or the younger guys, they've only known the game this way. Mm. They don't even have a base. Say you were still playing, at a ripe old age of however old you are now.
Should I come back out of retirement for a giggle next year and do a
preseason? Given how soft the comp is now, you probably could.
I'll give you 5 minutes before you sent off.
Yeah. Yeah, the fatigue is here.
Yeah. I'll just get tired. I'll just go, fuck this, I'm out.
I'm tired.
But yeah, like a lot of these guys, this is all they've ever known. They don't have that old style of play. This is what I wanted to ask you. With all these new rules around tackling or whatever, and everyone says it's so hard to lower the point of contact, if you had to say who are the two best out-and-out one-on-one defenders in the game right now, off the top of my head, if you ask me, I would say Victor Radley and Jake Trbojevic. That's just off the top of my head, right? There might be better defenders out there, but that's just what I say.
Yeah, they'd definitely be in the conversation. Cam Murray.
Cam Murray's another one, but they all have a... Like, Jakey cuts blokes.
Yeah, his technique is...
His technique is all time. Immaculate. So,
well, Jakey's technique and how low he goes was... At one point when I was leaving to go overseas, we were going to start thinking it was going to be a problem because he was young. He was getting his head in the wrong position a couple of times. If you look back at like around 14, 15 when he first came on the scene, he was that low and he used to like dip so early he knocked himself out a couple of times and we were worried about like his fucking longevity.
Mm.
He's obviously doing all right. We're fucking 5 or 6 years on. He's going all right. And he's New South Wales and Australian lock.
Scoring tries for Simi.
But you're right. He's got the perfect technique for the new rule change.
For the new rule, so that's kind of what I was getting to. Like, if all the players do have to adjust, and you go, "Well, fuck, what are we doing?" Those are probably two guys you could look at straight off the top of my head and go, "Here's a couple of guys who,
yeah, please, mate,
who's body position wise and point of contact wise are probably doing it right already." Like Jake Trbojevic is not going to have to adjust his game at all with these new rules.
Yeah, but you look at obviously their body shapes help as well. It's a bit harder for a guy like David Clemmer to get that good dip and get underneath the players.
Yeah, fair enough.
But like, yeah, ideally, players around like, you know, Connor Watson and that, it's going to suit them as well. Like the new rule changes are suiting little nuggety players.
Yeah. The smaller locks and the hookers as well.
Yeah. Which is what we spoke about before, Rosie. Like, how far do they want to go with this to the point where your David Clemmers and your Saifidis of the world, well, not Saifidis, probably a bad example, but... Those big traditional props are almost just out of the game. You're just going to have a bunch of fucking...
Look at David Clemmer. Like, he can't lose much more weight.
How much faster is David Clemmer going to get?
Yeah.
You know, Jordan McLean's another one. Just obviously, we're watching the Cowboys game, so this comes to mind. But Jordan McLean, Lockie Burr, these aren't guys that are going to be able to adjust. Lockie Burr's clearly having a lot of trouble adjusting.
The poor bastard. 2 seconds in 2 weeks.
So, offload, baby. I don't know. This whole new rule thing. God, Robson's look. I mean... He's already scored, so I'm all good, but never mind. Put the mocker on him. This game's proper in the balance, man.
Do you see like a, you know, a ref's sin bin, two of the Cowboys players in the first half?
Mm.
You see him like thinking you almost need to square it up?
Yeah. This is the thing I don't like, Jazz. Like this... Right now, with the game in the balance like this, and when you start to think about what could flip the game, our first thought isn't like a player.
Yeah.
It's the ref. Yeah. And that's what's fucked about it. Like, these two teams are locked up now. What could swing this momentum-wise? A sin bin.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's fucked about this whole thing. I don't know the answer. Even his head got cocked back.
Fuck. Yeah. Like we talked about, like, you know, Cowboys versus Knights, probably not the most appealing game to do a footy companion for, but, you know, you look at it now, it's 16-all.
Yeah.
Been a decent game.
I think Clemmer heard me say I wouldn't pick him for Origin because he's having a fucking stormer.
Nah, he's always capable. Like he's going to do this for you most weeks. He racks up his yards and he's a big boy. He gets through. But
what have you gone?
Mudders chips for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm from your Mudders.
Thanks, bro.
All these songs. You Uber Eats that or something?
I didn't.
Oh, haven't you?
Judging from that Piggy Riddell comment, I'll stay away from the chips. Yeah,
treat yourself, mate.
Actually, it's pretty good. Like, you know, considering I am the roast, I'll take a bit of roasting in the comments.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do, mate.
So, have you been uploading any stuff now while we've been?
No, I haven't worried about it tonight. Like, it's too hard. Like, you start, you know, trying to get something might take 10 minutes or whatever, and someone might start talking to me, and I'm like, you know, in there. So,
yeah, Kempy's done it a couple of times. I don't know how he does it. Like, he can be like. It looks like hard work because he'll be on there and then we'll be talking and then all of a sudden, like, he's got something posted and we're like, oh, have you got someone else doing that from fucking at home? He goes, oh, no, I just did it. And he'll just be talking there and he can still maintain a conversation. If I'm in my phone and someone tries to help out of my aid, like...
I can attest to that, yeah.
If people try to speak to me while I'm on my phone, I just can't do two things at once.
Yeah.
So, like, to see fucking Kempy do it the way he does when he's on these shows.
When you're just doing like a score update, like this sort of game, I'd probably go halftime, get a photo from like the Knights and a photo from the Cowboys, get ready to do a score for both.
Yep.
And have it ready to go.
As in a full-time score.
As in a full, like, I try and stay away from full-time scores now. Like, it's more, you know, tell a bit of a story about what happened.
Yeah, you talk about the Simbins or you talk about Tuolungi. Yeah.
You know, like, let's say the Cowboys.
He's out as well. Who's that?
Oh, no, he's all right.
He's got the bumper doom.
That's a debutant Simi, isn't it?
Friend of YKTR, Matty Carvoso, wants to know if there was anyone that could compete with his billy goatness.
No,
at the party.
No, no one will ever get,
no, you've got that crown, mate.
Yeah, you are the Billy Goat of Doom. So,
bloke of the footy.
Hey?
The bloke of the footy, Saturday night?
No. What about he had the audacity to write on, I wonder how many gratefuls are going to be, because we're still part of the chat. He's got all the OGs in this group chat. And
He is an OG.
We take the piss.
We'll take the piss. But he goes, oh, I wonder how many fucking gratefuls are going to be in this vlog. And I was like, beauty, not as much. You fucking dropped in an hour when I got to the fucking...
Yeah, the Royal facts, Matty. Facts. I love you, Matty. You're a great
bloke. Billy Goat of Doom.
But we said grateful a lot in that vlog and you said it more.
You ruined
it. I loved it on...
I'm going to be honest, Matty. You ruined it for
me. Yeah, you ruined gratefuls for me.
You ruined gratefuls for me. I'm going to be honest.
On, was it Saturday? I had these kids messaging me saying, do you know where I can get tickets for Magic Round? And Tom and Toby... Shout out to them. And they just hit me up and I was like, oh, you know what, I'll obviously, you know, ring their dad and make sure it's all right. Like,
yep.
I wouldn't want my kids talking to some random dude on the internet. But I was like, so, you know, give me your dad's details. And I rang him and I said, look, if I get you some tickets, will you take the kids? He's like, fuck, we love it. Yeah, let's go. And took them there and they like my special correspondents and they loved it.
That was
had cool, a great man. Fun. But like when they were talking to... I think Angus Crichton or Aaron Milan, and at the end they were like grateful.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
So it shows like how far it's gone. Like you got two little kids.
Good energy is contagious.
Yeah.
You put full credit to the boys, eh?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, you got it. Angus Crichton got it in for us.
Yeah.
He seems like a champion. Kempy's talked about like, yeah. You know, sometimes we, you know, there are players that we've sort of mingled around with. He's one of those guys. Oh, flick. That was nice.
He's boys with old mates.
Got it. Oh, not you, Siri.
What's his name? Clara. I only know his Instagram, man. That's bad.
Who's that?
From Bondi, North Bondi Motor Arena. Yeah, that's one of his boys.
Clary.
One of Clary's boys.
Look at this flick. Yeah.
Who's the 18? Is that Simi kid or not? I thought he was playing for the Cowboys. That Simi.
No, it's Lukey.
No, Lukey's the Cowboys.
Huh? Yeah, Helmani Lukey's for the Cowboys. That Simi is that 18 who just
threw
that flick pass.
He actually looks
like Simi Sasagi.
Looks like
Simi Sasagi. Well. Yeah, that was gross.
Simi with the try assist today.
Thoughts on Danica Mason? Nah, she's gone. We met her on the Friday.
Yeah, she's unreal.
I've known her back from her high school days.
Oh, he fucking burped right into me then. Sorry, bro. Yeah, so Danica Mason... So she didn't. She goes, obviously, been following some of our stuff as well. And she goes, what are you still wanting to? This is on the Friday.
Cause yeah,
this is when I ran into the goat. So we ran into the Eighth Immortal and I was chewing the fat with him for a bit.
That was crazy for me, yeah, just putting it out there, by the way. He goes, Andrew. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, gun. whole Channel 9 crew was staying where we were. So Danica Mason was there, Joey, Fatty Fats. Yeah. Fuck, Fatty is the fucking goat, mate.
I would have loved to say hi to him, but I wasn't going to be the Billy goat that goes up to them, you know.
JT ended up obviously coming back. Billy was there as well.
What I found, like, Cheese wasn't even going up to them in that sense. Like,
those guys, we're still starstruck with them.
Yeah.
The fact that because Joey was my assistant coach at Manly for 2 years, that's why I'm fucking close with him. Or, like, we had the fucking little wrestle and tell him to come on the potty. But, like, when I went up to JT and Bill, it's like, I'm Mr. Slater. Hi, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah,
I'm Mr. Scope.
Except for Simi. Simi's like, Billy Goat.
Yeah. So, like, I had a good chat to both of those two guys. I hadn't spoke to them. And anyway, back to Danica. And so she was like, why don't you come into the makeup room and all that before we go on and do some stuff with us? And we're like, can you hook it up? And she's like, don't you have media passes?
Yeah.
And we're like, No, we're kiddies. We just get it off the players. All the, I said, Matty Molling got his tickets tomorrow, and yeah. The night before was Jordan Ricky.
Yeah.
And on fucking Sunday, it's Normie. And she goes, oh, yeah, you need media passes to get in. And I was like, oh, beauty. But, like, yeah, anyway, the thought was there.
We're about a season away from
yeah, Carwin. Benny's is the sister school to Oak Hill, so she would have done 11 and 12 at Oak Hill.
Mm. You know, you've seen, like, the guys that sneak into UFC events, like, printing out the fake media passes yeah. and stuff. I'd love to see someone do that with
you. We were half thinking that. So we were thinking of vlog content. There's a guy, Airak. He sneaks into all, like, the Jake Paul boxing events and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, it'd be a giggle
not to,
if
not
we
to do anything bad. Just, like, just you go ask a question at a media press. Yeah.
Did someone do that? Was that him and he, like, walks out? He's, like, in with Floyd Mayweather and shit? He's like in the locker room with him warming up. He's like slapping Floyd and shit.
Yeah. There was a guy back in the day, he walked out with like Manchester United and got a team photo.
He did the US Ashes Open and all those.
Yeah. Oh, some guy did the English cricket team. Yeah. He was like in the sheds with them fucking partying and
shit. No. What? Lachlan Burr again.
No, Lockie. No. Oh, fuck.
Here we go. Julius met Fatty at school when he was sick. It was 16 years ago. He bumped into Fat at school. Yeah.
Fatty Fats.
Yeah, Fatty Fats. Oh, yeah, just re-nicknamed him.
That's not lucky.
Honestly, best. Like, he's one of those guys who's, he's just funny, man. Like, it's hard to explain. He's just one of those guys that, because he's got that, you think he's got that aura about him where he might not, like, you know, some guys you see him and then, like, you know, when they try to be funny all the time, they're not that funny. He's always funny all the time, man.
Because I had, like, every year I'd get the Best of the Footy Show DVDs and all that stuff growing up as a kid. So it was like when he was there, he doesn't even look that old. Like, he still keeps himself.
No, yeah, he looks
for
good.
For a guy that sort of, like, you'd think would fall off a cliff like that, he still looks good.
Yeah, living around the northern beaches. But yeah, God's country, getting in the water all the time.
That salt water.
Keeping fit.
What is Newcastle looking to do here, Scope? If you're up by four.
They've got to keep scoring points. They're not the type of team that's going to rest on a 4-point lead. They're going to have to try to keep scoring. Where are they going to get here? You normally can see with, like, generally when they set up a place, and most teams try to get to a post, whether it be left or right. They've got to the left. Generally, they want to come back to the right. But Brayley looks like he's going left. See how there's more space to the right? When you go back to that left side, you don't have enough grass.
Yeah, right.
So generally, teams like to play on the long unless they've got fucking – unless they've got a 4-4 numbers from that side, that's when they'll go there. But at the moment, it also depends on who's got the more dominant core at the moment. So if they get to that spot and Greeny's fucking screaming his ass off because he wants the footy.
You give him the footy. Or Jakey Granville. He hasn't been on yet. It's actually a smart little play here from Todd Payton with a bit of fatigue. 10 minutes into the – this is sort of perfect backup hooker. If you got a backup, a running hooker like Jakey Granville, probably got the worst passing game out of dummy half in the NRL, but that's all right.
Got him a GF.
Respectfully, Jakey.
Should have had the Clive Churchill in that game too. Even JT said that.
Yeah, he should have, Fuck, he's got the station wagon on that left foot, old drinker,
He does a bit of everything, eh, Kurt, man? He's a handy player to have in the modern game.
Greatest gift is also his biggest curse, you know what I mean? Like, almost too versatile for his own good.
Victim of versatility. That's what I used to say about my little mate, Jimmy Bura.
Yeah, he's probably a perfect example.
Jimbo was a fucking gun, and he never really played too much edge-back row because he was such a good lock, edge-back row and hooker.
If this, in this NRL...
Jimmy would kill it.
Fucking kill it, man. He'd be such a good 13 for you.
Yeah.
Or he's going to lose that.
He did, yep.
No, he'll challenge that. I think he held on to that.
Yeah.
Was it last year or the year before that Kurt Mann was like on the cusp of Origin?
Nah, it can't be last year. I don't remember.
Sure it was the year before and then he got injured.
He'd be Queensland, yeah?
Yeah, Queenslander.
Well, someone wrote to me in the comments about when I did pick my Queensland team about Kurt Mann would be in there. He's like, he goes, you've left Kurt Mann out. I was like,
well, sitting on his head.
Kurt Mann doesn't always fucking start for Newcastle. So, like, it's not one of those,
it's not a contentious call.
The way he said it was like, you're kidding yourself, like, Kurt Mann. I was like, I wouldn't be opposed.
So I lost it.
Mitchie Barnett, eh?
KP back in time for Origin?
He could be back next week, yeah. I think.
Is it next week is the round and then the team takes the week off? Is it one of those games?
So
no, do all the teams have the week off?
No, but like the Origin squad will miss out on the game before the Wednesday, which is...
Yes. So I think about eight teams have the bye.
Feels weird because like Origin is obviously the back end of last year. It's like Origin's already here.
Yeah. Well, have we announced that we're on here, on this thing yet? We haven't, eh? We're going to announce it on all platforms.
Do you think?
So for people that don't know, and we've been messaged a fair bit, if you've watched Rookie and the Vet, you haven't seen 10 of the Ken yet, but we will be going to Hotel Osborne down in Melbourne for Origin 1. Officially, it's me and Ice at the moment. Our friend, a mate of mine, Simon, who used to run Hotel Barclays, has got us coming down. There's going to be a sports luncheon there. Alfie Langer, Finchie, and Robbie Kearns are going to be attending. I think Will Chambers was supposed to be going down there, but I don't think he can make it anymore. So I'm sure Simon will find a replacement. There's going to be a luncheon on throughout the day. Then we're going to go to the Origin together, and then we're going to go back to Hotel Osborne later and party and run an ex-cargo sort of fucking vlog for YKTR. So if you listen to Rookie and Vet, Rookie and the Vet, that's exclusive. You've got the information nice and early, so keep an eye out for that. Oh, that's nice. You'll take that, Drinky.
Is that a hat trick for...
Yeah, but he didn't mean to hit Tuolungi.
Yeah.
Hat trick for the boy.
Shout out, we've got Jacob Daly. He was the bloke in the Warriors jersey at ex-cargo.
Oh, yep.
Oh yeah, what a good kid as well. And that Auckland flex, baby.
He had a connection. I cut the story out because it sort of went a bit long for the montage, but he was like someone's cousin.
I don't know, ask him.
Probably just a family.
You were telling the story in the vlog. Do you remember?
Oh, no.
Is he Tonga or someone? Nah.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he with you? Yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay. That's who that is. Yeah, he's Essie Tonga's stepson.
Ah.
Yeah, so I think Essie just married his mum recently.
He could nick a beer as well.
It was on the old White Claws on the old. He's like, we need to do a proper Nelk Boys shotgun.
Yeah.
That's the energy
that's
we
right,
like.
That's right. Did I end up doing one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's at the back end of the video. Fuck. That's, yeah. I cut the vlog off on the first take because you asked me to do a second take, but the second take wasn't as good as your... First take when you shut it off. Yeah, you look more rats in the first take, so I'll use that one.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
The airport wrap up at the end, you were so scared.
Yeah, never got uploaded.
You guys were like,
okay,
Magic Rounds. Fuck, I'll do it again.
It didn't fit
anyway.
You should
have played it just for a giggle.
Yeah.
I've got it banked.
Just off topic a little bit, they had the play-in tournament in the NBA today, and they spoke about it. The end of last year, like having a playoff for 7th and 8th spot in the NRL, like 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th, have a wild card weekend.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
I mean, if they want more footy and obviously it's all about the TV rights money-wise, I just, fuck man, maybe it's, I didn't play footy, but like if you're a competitor, do you really want to be making the finals if you finish 10th? You're going to have a sub 500 record, you know, you're going to have lost more than you've won. Do you really want to jag a fucking random playoff game and you face the Panthers first up and get smoked? I don't really see the benefit.
You know what? To be fair, like...
Would you want to play in? Like, would you want
to... Fuck, if it gives you an opportunity to play in the finals and everyone wants to play finals and you can... Because there's sometimes, like, you look at a team like the Knights right now, for instance, right? They're sitting 11th. They've had KP and Mitchie Pearce out for a majority of that. I'd just say if they get those two plays back, they might jag a few fucking wins by the end of the year.
Say they work themselves
into
a
play. So if they can get
in
the 10th and then give them a chance to play Canberra
at
6,
yeah.
Or, you know, a team that's who's currently sitting at 6.
Yeah.
That's really like in,
six, yeah. Like, who's at 6?
Yeah, they could easily beat my boys sitting around there.
We obviously watching the Cowboys tonight, but their run in 2017, I remember the last weekend – They were gone, and then the Bulldogs upset the Dragons and knocked them out and put Cowboys into 8th spot.
That was
and
the they Michael, went on that run. Michael Morgan run of fucking, that was insane.
Because it was almost like they, you know, oh, we're giving up, ready for Mad Monday. Oh, shit, Sunday.
For a chance.
We've got to play now. So they sort of gave themselves no chance, but end up making themselves to the grand final. So that wildcard weekend where you have, you know, two teams that think they're out.
It opens
all of a sudden
door
they get in there and they're... They have a new frame of mind.
Opens the door for a Cinderella story like that.
Well, because this is here. I've said it now for the last couple of years. There's a massive difference between the top four teams and the rest.
Yeah.
So 10 won't fucking...
Oh,
10 will give themselves a chance of beating. Well, look, let's look at it. I'll get it up now. So we'll see who's
10, 10, 10 could quite easily beat 8, but I don't know. I don't know if they fucking. It'll be 7.
So the Roosters are 5th right now. Obviously, they're a fucking grouse outfit, but the Dragons are 6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Dragons are 6 after 10 weeks.
Where are my boys? 12. Fuck me, dead.
So the Raiders sitting at 10 right now.
Mm.
They get an opportunity to play. Oh, so they'd play Bird Gang, actually, if that's how it worked. It would be, oh no, yeah. 7 and 8, 9 and 10. That's the way the basketball goes.
Yeah.
But if you can sneak in at the Raiders at 10 and then end up playing fucking.
You're a red hot chance.
End up playing the Dragons. You give yourself a chance.
10th would play, 7th would play 10.
Yep.
8 would play 9.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, so, but this is what they did in the NBA. So, 7th played 8th, and yep, they and automatically
the
go through.
The loser ninth plays and 10th are elimination
game. Yeah. And then 9th and 8th play each other.
So, yeah, with the NRL, though, because you'd only have one wild card weekend, yep, otherwise you'd have to play another one.
Yep.
You'd go 7 v 10, 8
yeah,
v 9.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, yeah.
And so, winner of 7 and 10.
The game right now.
The highest ranking winner would get 7th, and the lowest ranking winner would get 8th.
Yeah, makes sense. I don't know. I
just think from an entertainment point of view, it's fucking great. Like, you've got two wild cards, you know.
You know what it, you know what it also does? It gives everyone in the top 6 that bye.
That bye, yeah. So yeah, it gives an incentive to them.
Push in the regular season and finish top 6, yeah.
Fuck, but then again, also, if you finish like.
Go, boy.
You fucking made a difference, man. Set restart as well. Go, Val.
Big dummy and go, baby.
Oh, no. That could have.
That was on if too long he was flat.
Question, does Jackson think the Warriors can beat anyone?
Of course I do. Of course I do. No, I don't. I don't think they could beat Penrith at all. I don't think they can beat Melbourne at all. I don't think they can beat Souths at all. I don't think they can beat Parra at all. So
I don't think they'll beat the Tigers this week.
I think they'll put a fucking lick on the Tigers this week.
Here we go.
An absolute lick. They'll cover the 5.5.
Someone said, where's Simi? And someone comments, he left before halftime. Beauty. Usual. Just like magic round.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, here's the thing with Simi. And he's like us.
Yeah.
A lot of people want more from Simi. But the more you want from him, the more he'll let you down.
Yeah.
So just you've got to keep that in mind.
Just enjoy what you get.
Yeah, enjoy the little moments that you get because you're not guaranteed them.
Yeah.
But to be fair, he has been way more consistent.
Oh.
You can see he's got way more drive. And
yeah, he's annoying me at all hours of the night with content ideas. So he's been on one. Oh, Jesus, Phoenix, what are you doing, boy?
Phoenix Crossland.
Someone.
What about Phoenix Crossland hitting me with the fake fools in the scope fool?
Did he?
Yeah. He's sweet.
The yes, no.
And
vote.
He wasn't the only one. One of your boys.
Who?
Joshy Curran.
No, Mudders yeah. Curran.
Mudders Curran.
I was so impressed by that edit.
Mate.
Did everyone see that in the chat?
So I put
the
up scope a little,
the grateful scope fool.
A scope fool shirt that I could be,
Canva,
could be dropping.
Canva scope between the hours of about 8 and midday. Fucking does
do something your best working, Canva.
It's unreal. Oh! We've got ass cheeks, Slice O'Sue.
Some cracks opening up in defense.
Mudders Curran, that's some bad energy from him. You know what yeah. he's you know what? I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
He's hit me with the, you know, vintage kit, should I drop tonight or tomorrow? He's hit me with the yes or no. He's very negative on the
yeah.
He said no.
He said no. He's given me a no
maybe
before.
He's just a negative on
that's a clown from Jesse.
That's a clanger.
He's the Negatron of Doom.
Yeah, what's doing, Joshy? Can play footy though. Oh, go. Felty. Fuck me dead. He's a player and a half.
Geez, you like Felty, do you, Jacko?
See me my trying Felty. To take our clout. I'm like, yeah, we'll drop a Spotify playlist. Beauty. See me just drop the slide.
Wait, try swipe up.
Is he sweet?
Is he? What's on there?
Oh, he's put the link to our podcast on there.
So he's done a good. Well done.
I think that's accidental.
So do I, because before there was no swipe up.
Oh, no, there it is. No, there it is.
No, he's got a swipe.
Fine, false. No, that was beauty. That's.
He's on his own buzz, man. He's on his own buzz.
Here we go. Set restart. 20 to go. Here comes Val. Two along here for a 4. What do you reckon, Roasty?
Yep.
Throw a bit of shape back this way. Here's it. Yeah, Lockie. But I'll tell you what, you need to settle. I'm looking for Lachlan Burr. Nice yeah. slow play of the ball.
Lockie.
Really lets
Settler
you. Really lets you. Your real Michael Luck sort of settler. There we go. Tuolungi. Yep. Throw the cut out.
Oh, go down. No, yes. I needed that.
Now he's in good nick, man.
I need Felt to score.
Felt.
Yeah. That's it.
Beautiful.
How many legs in the multi?
4.
Beautiful.
So I had, Holmes, Felt,
overs and
under North, 8 minutes.
No, nah, North Queensland minus 6.5.
What about
beautiful?
If Felt scores next, yeah, then that's done.
Yeah.
What about my brother? Can I just shout out my brother, who's an absolute degenerate as well?
He is. You've told me a few stories.
He's got Murray to Alangi two or more, Reece Robson to score, Valentine Holmes to score, and Mitchell Barnett. So if Barnett gets over, you turn a handy little $10 into $7.50.
That's jeez, nice. That's nice.
Your brother's done a few so big ones like that,
eh? He's missed more than he's hit, but he fucking
when he hits.
Can I ask, like, how many of those would he put on, like, different sort of, or is it just a random $10 bet? Or is he doing, like, five $10 bets with all these?
Oh, no, he'll do 4-6 a game, yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, I'm not sure even a win would cover the losses in this game, to be honest, but.
What's your question, Carell?
You listen to the
Fitler Bleeds Luai. All right, here we go.
257 Collective podcast.
Yeah.
You said they did the National Roasting League.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Connor Watson's the type of bloke to snap his neck walking past the mirror.
Looking at the mirror. Yeah, grouse.
Here's one. Fitler Bleeds Luai into the sixth jersey this year. That duo would be New South Wales for the next decade.
Yeah, I picked Jack Whiten. But if they end up going that direction, like, it's, I'll happily be wrong on it. It's I thought originally, you know, a big strong running six like Jack Whiten suits Origin to a T. I know they meddled with Cleary with two ball playing halves, but if you put a guy like Jerome who just knows Cleary's game inside out, you can't go wrong with either one. I reckon.
Tough for Cleary when he's fit.
Yeah, tough for Kez. Yeah, Kez will struggle to find his way back.
Like, he's the most, like, he'll fire off at that and want to get a start.
Oh, yeah, Kez is a fucking gun.
Yeah.
But he's in a tough position because it just, for whatever reason, sometimes combinations, man, just like, this is the pinnacle of the game too. It's the toughest game. This is the most scrutiny, especially for fucking New South Wales halves.
They haven't had, in my lifetime, I can't think too, outside of the Hocko and Reynolds, they haven't had great success picking the combo halves before though. I had Cody Walker in mine.
Sherwin and Anasta back in the day.
There we go. He's reaching now. I love Jerome, and I think he probably has played his way into that in the last few weeks. I had Cody. You had Jack Whiten.
Yeah.
But neither of us, like we said when you first put your side out, there's not too many fucking wrong decisions, to be honest. But personally, I'd go Cody. I'm just a big Cody Walker guy, but fuck, Jerome's pretty hard to deny at the moment.
Where do you put Jack Whiten? Like, if you don't pick him at six,
I don't think he makes a team.
I don't think he makes a team.
For me,
he's the reigning Dally M player.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, unless you wanted to play him in that 14 jersey and Pappy misses out, maybe you say Jack covers more positions. I don't. With my thing is, with all the sim biddings and all the weird rules going around, and Jack's a genuine hard centre fullback cover.
What if they played Pappy and Whiten? Because Whiten would come and play back row or pinch.
Yeah.
He's fucking big and strong enough. Yeah, I don't know. That was the only curly with Jack Whiten was, like, and these new rules, was maybe he's a better fit in that 14 jersey. Maybe Brimson and Pappy aren't those locks in those jerseys like we thought they were, because you might want a bit more versatility. But it's going to basically depend on how these next 2 weeks play out with all these Simbin stuffs. And if Lockie Burke can stay on the park, that'll go a long way.
I'll tell you what, Lockie Settler-Burse just fucking take another one to the middle for us. Yeah. So,
he's found
well
his, on found his back again.
Jeez, Jacko, you're into him.
No, I love Lockie.
Yeah.
I love my Warriors alumni. Back again.
That's a fucking typical armchair fucking commentary right there. Right,
yeah, you can tell you can play the game as well.
Campy got me a good one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, go Field.
I need it.
Kick.
Oh, wow. He hates a rifle kick.
Oh. They're going to come back now. They'll go back.
Tuolungi for four. Throw the shape.
Throw it. They've got to go right.
Zing it.
It's too late.
Oh, you're not the picks.
Go back right. Felt.
Give it, lost fourth it. Tackle. You were looking for Lockie Burr as well.
To see Clifford there sitting on the right edge. Just going, what are you doing?
Shit.
Yeah, the
hello. How easy are they doing this on the edges, man? That's just kiddies.
Kempe put up a photo of a video of him scoring against Manly when they played last week. And I went back and had a look, and it was like Kempe had played Manly three times. Twice and lost both games. No, he played it three times, but every time he'd scored, he'd lost. So I said, oh, great omen this is Kempe's 1-0 out of two when he scored a try.
Yeah.
Kempe's come back with like, and you're 0 from 2 on the lounge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, not bad.
So I was like, yep, cool. And then he's like, oh, I hope everything's well. And I'm like, yeah. No, you can't blast me and then just come back with nice shit.
Roasty, yeah. You've earned a subscriber from Craig. So shout out to Craig.
Oh, yeah, thanks, beautiful. Craig.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate
I don't think I've uploaded anything since 2019, but I appreciate it.
No, I'm assuming it's an Instagram follow.
So. Oh, I'll take it.
What are you sitting around now, Roasty? What numbers are you rolling like Instagram?
Yeah.
150? Yep. Fuck, that's a good number.
Fuck. And then we got about the same on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, but like, so weird, like the transition. I started on Facebook.
Yeah.
Curating content for Facebook only, and then just like every now and then on Instagram. And it's like, so now it's just
swung the other way.
Yeah, you curate content for Instagram and you don't even care. Like, you just put it on Facebook.
Repost it on yep. Facebook, yeah.
And like, Instagram's that in between. Like, Facebook's full of very negative comments.
Yeah.
Twitter's yeah, very, can bro. Be toxic, yeah. But it can also, there's a lot of funny people on Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter's yeah. Weird, man.
Shout out to our friend Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Twitter mafia as well. Like, a group of about five of us on Twitter that communicate back and forth and yeah. Talk about stuff. So.
Or pass. Oh, that's big.
A few interchange questions. Do the NRL need to increase the amount of interchange? We touched on that at the beginning, but
touch on. I tell you what,
go rewind back to for that one, brother.
Go back to rookie in the vet. Listen to Jordan Simmy's idea for that.
Yeah,
I don't think increasing the. What do you reckon? An extra interchange. I mean, if the game is going to be this quick, maybe it's not the worst idea in the world.
Mm.
Are we saying like go from what is it now 8 to 10 or 5 people on the bench?
Remember back in the day, 12.
Yeah, that was a pleasure.
Two spells in a game.
Well, I thought 10 was hard work when I was fucking when they changed it to 10.
Any you content creators out there got questions for Roasty?
Yeah, I played drop them in. Anyway. Yeah. But it just it's
knowing you could.
Yeah.
Nah, link it up, Carwin.
Yeah, it's Simmy.
That's a coach killer.
That's a Simmy move. That
it's a very Simmy play as well. Yeah. Yeah, a bit over ego. You know, because he did the flicky for the try. He's feeling himself a little bit, the kid.
Yeah.
That's a hard
Which
one.
Which is understandable.
Very understandable. I'm flicking this every day of the week.
Apparently we're in the Herald today.
You know what? It was fucking...
Apparently we're in the Herald today, according to Carwin. He's normally pretty good with the links, so flick it through. An article on Ice and Kempe, just...
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, cool. That's how I met Isaac, actually, as I did an article on him.
Oh, yeah?
In the YKTR story. Interviewed him and Corey and... Yeah, stayed in touch. Got a job.
Been fanboying him ever since.
Yeah. I can only buy so many clothes until he gives me a job.
I suppose, like, for us, it's, you know, you started with YKTR by curating content and just sort of sending it in for free. Hey, do you like this? Do you like
not
this?
Even just getting recognized and then being asked to do things. A lot of people come through and send stuff to us like, hey, can I do this for you? And it's like, oh.
Just do it.
Yeah. Just send it in.
Scope was the same. It was like a different avenue, but Scope just came in and started working, like just doing podcasts.
Yeah.
What's a day in the life of Roasty look like?
I wake up, make myself a coffee, drop the kids at school, go sit in the shed for 6 hours, go pick the kids up from school. No, like, you know, wake up, have a look at what the news stories are, what people are talking about. I do listen to the radio because it's...
Oh, go Jarvin. Yes, my boy.
I just need felt.
Good on you, Morgan.
You sort of want to hear what the stories are. What are people talking about?
Well, what radio stations do you listen to?
Love SEN.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, they do have me on, but I don't get paid by them.
Yep.
But just the lineup, it's pure rugby league.
Yeah, race is on with Fletch.
Yeah, so Joel and Fletch do the drive from 3 to 6, and every now and then, like once every sort of month, get a call saying, do you want to come and talk about what's happening in social? And, you know, it's good to, you know, talk about what the fans are talking about. And Clifford. But, you know, they have Vossi in the morning, so he's talking about the news. And
I like Vossi.
He's the best. It, like, when I think about the Fox, I don't mean to cut you off, Rosie. When I think about the Fox commentary team, when Vossi either has Braith or McInnes with him, that's my favourite combo. I love Vossi, man.
Yeah.
Not just because he used to do the Warriors commentary either.
They also, SEN has Matty Johns from 9 till 12 on a Friday. Yep. And he normally has, like, Andrew with him as well.
Yep.
So it's just, like, shit talking.
Yeah.
You know?
stories with heaps of GST on them. And
yeah, grouse. Yeah, Vossi was in the wilderness for a bit, so he had to earn his way back by...
Humbling himself.
Yeah, humbling himself over in the long white cloud. He's come back fucking stronger for the run.
He was good over there, man.
Because yeah, you know he when he got... Because he got... I think he got punted from Channel 9.
They just cycle through them. I don't think it was a reflection on him. They just cycle through them. Like anything, you need a different voice. You know, sometimes it's a coach or whatever. Sometimes in commentary, unless your name's fucking Rabs or Rabbit.
Rabbits.
as some people call it. Fatty Fats. Sometimes you just need a different voice, and then they've changed their mind again. He's so good, Vossi, man. Footy knowledge of Doom as well. He can fucking recall things like crazy. Yep. Oh.
Sound like can't win Rabbit when he retires. There's not many, like... great commentators.
No, there's not.
So many opinion, like so much opinion
columnist
now.
Work. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why blokes like Dan Ganane, I think, are real good because they just call it how they see it.
Yeah. A few of them have like, they just sort of want to get that catchphrase out as well. And it's like, you know what, just commentate the game. Like, and if you want to stick your opinion out there, that's what Twitter
who's,
and
who's
when
was.
You listen to Rabbits, you know that that's how he speaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
24/7, he just like 100%. Proper loves the game.
And he's got iconic moments like the Benji flick and that.
Billy Slater in Origin.
But how many times have you seen like a magic moment?
Eddie Richards. Richards pursued.
In a game. And then you listen to the commentary and it's just like.
It's different.
Yeah. Benji Marshall throws a pass out and they score.
Like, I reckon.
Geez, I wish you could pump it up. We used to do like WWE commentary on tackles and stuff. Because they're just over the top.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that? There's a whole Instagram page dedicated to, they just put the Titanic music behind highlights.
Yeah.
Bro, hits.
Every time. You can't get sick of it.
It's Benji streaking away.
Have you heard the Titanic with the bloke on the flute?
Yeah.
The ratchet TikTok style.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference too when you hear it all the time. Is because of now he's starting to hit over in the States. LaMelo Ball, the Hornets fucking announcer. Charlotte Hornets.
Have funny, man.
He's fucking, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
And like whenever you see a LaMelo highlight, it's heightened so much more now because of fucking...
Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
He just gets fucking that into it. But see, he wouldn't like... let's hypothetically, he gets promoted and is now the NBA... colour caller for every game. Yeah. He won't keep that same energy because he's a Hornets guy, you know.
Shout out to the Cumberland Throw.
Oh, yeah.
Craig's in the chat. I know you guys too, Craig. I'm the Para Eels supporter here at YKTR. So shout out to all the – I don't even know what you guys do, but they're like
– they've been around
a lot of
like
news and whatnot,
for years. So they'll actually go to
– oh, yeah, Granville.
Like the training sessions and do training reports and match reports. And if you're a dedicated, like, Para fan, you should be sort of following them. So I'm really wanting Phil to score.
Oh no.
What happened? Did you pop it inside?
Watch this.
They fullback and winger got it mixed up.
Is that? Oh no.
Is that Jensen?
Someone just sent me the thing, but you got to subscribe.
Yeah.
Is anyone a subscriber?
No. What's the headline?
Beers podcast. Timmy Ashworth.
Do you know the journo? Do you recognize the journo?
No, it won't be negative, eh? It's going to be positive.
No.
NRL players carve out new careers.
Yeah, that is obviously it's positive, but it's always nice to see that. It's like, you know, I wonder if like out of the blue, they've decided to write an article on that. Maybe because of the magic round. Maybe if someone is a subscriber to Daily Telegraph, please read it.
Jump on Reddit, the NRL subreddit. They'll only post the stuff.
Just copy paste jobs.
Yeah.
Save yourself. Anyone's a Redditor, get on it. He's trying to read the article, Super Source. Relax.
You know, but guys like the Cumberland Throw, they'll do a live podcast as well. So they're doing that at the Leagues Club.
Yeah, right.
They're
not to do with that. What's the guy with the Para garage? You know that guy? You know what I'm talking about?
Does he write for NRL.com?
Nah. No, the guy, the huge Para fan, he's got merchandise garage.
He's in like the new ad.
He's the head of the Para group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Did you say he's got his own podcast, that guy?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He always messages for podcast guests and whatnot.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to do it so far. So.
Kit man.
Yeah, shout out to Craig. He's known as 60s. I don't listen to the podcast.
So that was Timmy Ashworth who sent me that too. You know, Timmy Ashworth, he's the one that hooked us up with the fights.
Ah, yeah.
Well, we couldn't get into it. I was trying to link into it.
Is Brycey and Reedy confirmed for tomorrow?
Oh, no, I haven't spoke to him.
Okay. Yeah. We could have Brycey and Reedy on Craig, so tune in tomorrow potentially.
Yeah.
Should get Reed to bring his second headgear in for a bit of a giggle.
Fuck, I've left that too long now, actually.
We'll have to push it.
To do it next week.
What about his ears?
Yeah.
Reed's ears.
Beat the shit.
Ah, he knows, yeah, okay.
Smokey, cool. Reedy's now obviously not even a Smokey anymore. He's putting himself in contention for
If the goat comes out and says you're starting.
Yeah, Cam Smith reckons... Baby goat off.
Timmy Ashworth must be watching because he says, "Stand by, I'll get it for you now." Shout out to Timmy Ashworth, who is my old media manager at Manly, and he's the guy that hooked us up with Tim Zoo and Mark Hunt. So big shout out to Timmy.
We missed this here. Tamalolo running out
with his dog.
His dog was there, and he stops and gives him a cuddle.
How good's that?
Gone. Oh, that's a shitty.
Do you operate off the lappy when you're doing your posts mostly?
Nah, most of the time I've got the set up in the shed. I've got like. PC three.
You like
screens.
That meme with all the screens everywhere?
Yeah, mate. If you've seen a meme with like, the guy with like six screens.
Yeah, Pokemon Go on the bike.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. When there's a game on.
Fuck, the chasing points with 8 minutes to go here. Fuck, this could be the first league of semis, 8 league multi blown, right off the bat.
He went Cowboys, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, what am I looking at? Sorry, bro. Too many CCs. Beauty
font content fatigue. Beauty.
Okay. No, we don't know what that is. That's not a thing around this office. Bundles energy.
That's why I mean it, because Jake Granville's just lost the ball. Newcastle will scream back into the game and win.
Did he take the start? Did he take minus?
Nah,
or he
just went
here. Nah, Kitty's just regular.
He's going to fucking hit this. Jake Granville.
Can say that. Like when
it's a bold challenge. I don't know what sort of the backup dummy half off the bench's record's like, but it can't be much better than the old backup props.
I'd love to see like the stats for challenges.
Yeah, like by position.
Yeah.
Yeah, then lost it.
Yeah.
I'd really love to see like the props get a bad name, but imagine if they had like a better.
No, I don't have to look at the stats.
Bro. Wingers.
Nah, it's not starting front rowers, it's bench forwards, man, because bench forwards come on
and don't want to make a mistake.
You cannot make a mistake when you're a bench forward. Like, you're one error away from fucking finding yourself playing against fucking Simi for Caramba Sharks. So
breaking legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that article?
Just search YKTR or Isaac John and hit news in Google.
So, beers, podcast, fashion, NRL players carve out new careers.
Beauty, I wrote that 4 years ago.
Not the copy paste.
There it is there.
Same quotes and everything. He didn't say anything, so I don't think he would have been interviewed.
No, I think it's just...
Good on this.
Yeah, you got to have access to it.
We're not paying that $1.90.
No, it's kiddies, mainstream media. Yeah.
Who's this with the mullet of doom?
Musgrave.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a vibe.
Oh, Mudder's Musgrave.
Looks like fucking Scope could go out there and play in the pick and swing fucking Newcastle Knights. Musgrave can get a run. I can deliver that for fucking dummy half of the boys. Right, I tell you, there's two positions I could play. I could play fucking wing for the Knights and take Musgrave's spot. And I could play six for the Roosters, taking fucking Drew Hutchinson's spot.
Well, look, respectfully to Drew, yeah. Journey.
Get that?
Yeah. Respectfully. Old Mudders Hutchinson. Fucking.
Here we go. Is this the article?
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
The villain from Despicable Me 3 for all you dads out there.
I haven't seen the third one. I haven't seen the second one. But Despicable Me is a good movie.
That soundtrack too is fucking fire.
Despicable Me.
When you've seen it 1,000 times, yeah, it's good.
7 minutes, come on, Newey.
Doesn't Mick fucking Brody McDonald Jones look like a fucking park footy player, eh?
Oh,
just his rig, like the way he looks. He looks like a
doesn't move very slowly.
Yeah.
Someone put him next to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
same sort of build.
There's a comment from Luke in the comments. He's saying, bring back Andy Raymond, and I think we will.
Oh, yes. Now we've got Andy Raymond was going to come up on a week that we didn't do the Footy Companion, so it didn't work out. But Andy's keen. He said he'll come on at some point, so looking forward to that.
Fuck, he was good, man.
Andy, well, I love Andy Raymond. He was one of the
guys. Back on radio. Too.
Yeah, seen that.
He was sideline gold, man. Him and Finchie were the best sideline commentators in the game.
Finchie with Tim Manor that time? Yeah. That's a goat clip.
Oh, here he is. McDonald Jones.
Here we go. Someone's commenting all the article in the comments. So,
just sending it line for line.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grateful for that $4 spend, bro.
Go on, Greeny. Oh, show and go, Greeny. Jeez, put that away.
Tell you what, my mate Greeny, he slowed down a bit. Back in his day, he used to move all right.
Oh!
Those 35 pins don't hold up like they used to.
He's got them Fiji.
I was going to say Fiji budgie smugglers.
Still got the World Cup budgies on.
Ah, Randy Raymond, Triple M.
Yeah. He's been doing radio calling games now, yeah.
Kiddies. Okay. That's six more?
Yep.
All right, fresh set, 5 minutes to go. Let's get a grandstand finish. Go on, Newey.
Felt intercept.
Where's Barnett, baby?
Give me my money.
Where's Barnett hitting that fucking line? Straight off Kurt, man. Square him up. Nah, go the other way. Not to McDonald's.
You know, like Connor Watson with his hair and the mo, looks like a detective from like the 80s.
Yeah, he's very
other guys. Looks like he should be on Other Guys with fucking Russell Crowe. And
he should be very Magnum PI vibes.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City shit.
Gosling. I was trying.
Eric Gosling.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't got Barnett on. What's doing? Get Mitchie on. He could go all the way, given the way he's playing too long. 5 minutes to go, 10-point lead. The Cowboys should hang on to this one, man.
Quite an impressive performance when you think about it, too, for the Cowboys. Two guys that got sent off for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They leaked a couple of tries while the boys were off, but as soon as they come back on, they kick away to a lead again. So realistically, this is probably like a fucking 36-14 game.
Yeah, I think if you look at the first 20 before they lost a couple, and then this back half when they've been with their full complement of players, they've been a step above Newey tonight, which we both sort of.
And it's not like the, you know, obviously Lachlan Settler-Burr,
yeah.
Yeah, he gets through a shitload of work, but the other guy was Jason Tomalolo, so.
Does Lachie Burr get a Dele M point today? Maybe he does.
Finding his back a fair bit. He's out the back. Here we go. You could be on here.
Get on it, Lockie.
Go, Phil.
Oh.
That's six again. Six of the best.
Well, yeah, I reckon we're going to get one here, Roasty.
I need Feldy.
Come on, Feldy. This would just sum up the whole night. Oh, no, Jace. What are you doing?
He's likely to score from here.
Big, here we go.
Go right. Yeah. No.
it'd be... I wouldn't have a...
Yes, go right. Go.
My top draw, bro.
That's try.
No, top or second draw.
Impressive.
That's the rookie. He's pulled a hemi.
That's Lukey, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. That's the young fella.
Debutant.
Yeah. Fucking nearly did
it. I told you, bro. The debutants have been scoring. The debutant has scored. We got another debutant that scored, bro.
They both scored. Nah, and we said it at the start.
Oh, he's crying.
Top draw, Lukey.
He's crying.
Oh, we love that.
Is he?
Good stuff.
Good on him.
Good on you, kid. You did it. You made it, bro.
I'll do some work real quick.
Yeah, grass, get it out.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Have a look at this though. This is the highlight.
Jakey Granville,
good boy, good Who's carry, but he's nearly done his fucking Philip Sammy here. Have a look at this.
Philip Sammy.
Look at him. Loves it.
I thought he fucking hits the.
Oh no!
You only get that once as well.
He nearly got three or four of the best on the fucking sideline.
Good on him, man.
There's been an increase in players kicking the ball after scoring a
look
try.
Look at that. Look at the emotion. There's good on the kid.
Yeah, look, Kyle Felt's happy for him.
Oh, there's how the fine muck.
Oi, honestly.
Bruh, nothing better.
Honestly, I
wouldn't know.
The older you get, like when you go through the grades,
yeah.
There's nothing better than seeing kids debut, and especially the fucking, you know, for a jam. He's a good-looking kid too. Grouse.
Heal him, looky. Straight over the top of our boy as well.
Is that McDonald Jones?
Look like it.
Look at him. He's about to cry. How good. Look at him.
Look at your family.
Everyone's looking. Yeah,
he's pointing at his family. Fucking smash. Good on the Cowboys, man. Good performance. Fuck, man. They're going to fuck around to make the top eight this year, man. These guys are a good side.
I'm happy for Val too, eh?
Yeah. What are you,
bro? Getting it sorted already.
Oh, okay.
There's the whānau. The whānau's in the house.
Thanks, Luke. There we go. Fuck around and get in the top eight. They're in.
Mm.
A few games to go, but...
Canberra are going to lose this week. Goldie are going to win. Warriors are going to lose.
Yeah. Dragons could drop out.
Thanks, mate.
That points diff goes down a bit.
Mm. Dragons. He's going over hard, eh?
Yeah. Oh, they got the Warriors again next week. Fuck, that's very, very fast.
Yeah, there's a couple of teams that's rolled like that for some reason.
Like twice in 4 weeks.
Like Penrith and Manly have played each other twice already.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like the Dragons and the Sharks, like rivals, and they'll play again this week.
Yeah,
they've played twice. So they played the opening round, and then
shout out Mudders Norman for getting us tickets for that one.
You guys looking at, like, I know you're probably limited in the amount of game day stuff that you can do, but you're trying to do more of that.
Maybe. Yeah, we could do, eh?
Yeah, we could. It's
nothing stopping, I suppose.
Yeah, it's Felty.
It's honestly for me, like, especially for me in particular. Like, I know these boys.
Try the year, mate.
These boys are play. Imagine that. It's just that, like, because I do the other job as well. By the time I get to the weekend, I just want to kick the feet up. Like, on Fridays and Saturday, I just want to sit back and watch the footy, you know?
Yeah, they're full on weeks, man. The weekend you always just want to fucking.
Like, yeah, we could do
a special thing like the Magic Weekend or maybe Indigenous Round or Woman and League or something like that. We'll obviously do something special, but for your run of the mill footy game, when there's more hands on deck, we've got more people holding the cameras and maybe scoping so we can like peel back on the day to day content side of it and just focus on more, you know, game day activation stuff and podcasting maybe, but yeah. The Knights' next 5 games. Loss, 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 loss. It's going
to
be tough.
Like, you could take your phone, right? Do a Zoom back to the office. Lukey, stream it.
Yeah.
To YouTube, whatever. And it's like a live cross at halftime to the ground. We're going to go around and talk to the people.
Yeah. We could. Oh, here's Brody McDonald's away.
Timmy just sent me the full thing. I'll read it later on.
Simmy did?
Sorry, not Simmy. Timmy Ashworth.
Cowboys, man.
Oh, Barnett!
Oh, my brother needs him to cross. 11 seconds. Push up through the middle, boy.
Quick throw up to Fells.
Cheeky from.
I don't
know, chance. Right. Too long, you might just throw it.
Get a bonus bet.
Well played from the Cowboys. Thanks for coming in, Roasty. Thanks, boys, for doing it again.
Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate the time.
Love all your content, brother.